I was just about to yell out before you even press record. I was going to say, fucking pumped right now. The best in the world. The phenomenal one here. I've been drinking, so.
Oh, understandable.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, you're supposed to drink here. It's an island.
You're still part of USA, though.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even think if I was to leave the country or whatever, they would let me come back. So.
No, they would like, get your black ass
like,
out of here.
You're bringing revenue to our country for some reason.
You know what? Obama is like, Obama would be like, he brings the hits. He stays. Yeah.
Obama would be like, keep that nigga in there.
You know why, how I know this? Because I'm the future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because he's the future, he knows that, whatever. But what I was going to say was, you know how Obama knows this or whatever and why he wants that? Is because he'd be like, now that's just one less nigga I got to worry about getting shot in a hoodie. That's probably too soon, but I'm not in the U.S. Well, actually, I am still in the U.S. I'm nervous. I figure by the time I go back, people will forget. So get millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. Laid to get paid.
So, this is episode what?
This is a special episode. This is our best / worst of Throwback Tuesday's summer films, if you will.
Summer, summertime. And I know my opening now. I know the opening now. It's a throwback. It's a throwback song.
It's Will Smith. We did a movie.
We did. Speaking of Will Smith, did you see the reaction from Miley Cyrus in the VMAs last night?
Okay, I had the same reaction when I walked out of After Earth.
I saw that comment.
Will Smith, you're the last person to be making any kind of reactions or whatever. So.
And was that his wife next to him?
Yeah, that was his wife.
What the fuck? What does she look like now? Jesus Christ.
And that was his ugly-looking fucking kid that sat next to him as well.
Yeah.
Jane, you need to do something with that fucking hair.
I'm surprised he wasn't covering Willow's eyes.
I'm surprised that they were even allowed to walk in there after that fucking bitch ass movie they made or whatever this year. But hey, you know, teach his own, you know.
To teach his own.
Hated that fucking movie.
Hey, don't give out anything yet.
Alright, well, you know, just throwing that out there. You know, that might, hey, man, I don't know about you, but it's been a busy weekend for us or whatever. You're filming your new film.
Yes, can I give a little hype about it?
Oh, hell yeah, you can. It's Throwback Tuesday, special episode, yeah.
Is this counted as episode 14? Or just...
No, I'm just gonna count it as a special episode.
Alright, awesome.
14 to be back next week, yo.
Yes, and I will tell you the movies before the show ends, because I already got mine. Haha.
Yeah, but we got our...
My movie is New Blood Rising. We just started shooting Friday night, and we shot till 1 a.m. from 8 to 1 a.m., and then Saturday from 7 to 1 a.m., and then last night, or yesterday, was 12 to 9.
I was going to say that's crazy, but at the same time, you're doing a vampire movie, so it has to be at nighttime.
Yep,
so.
And I have a lot of night, and I got a lot done in those 3 days. I'm not lying.
Okay, I was about to say, man, I know y'all fucking tired.
Oh, yeah, I had to work at my job from 6 a.m. on Friday to 5 p.m., drive out to Swanton, because I'm like an hour away from Swanton, and then film till 1, and then I had to go back to work at 6 a.m. for a few hours.
See, people, that's called fucking dedication right there.
I did not, and I woke...
You fucking do it.
I woke up, I fell asleep Thursday night when I got home for some retarded reason, and I woke up at 8:30, and I'm like, I'm fucked the rest of the night. So I stayed up that entire time.
The fucking director / writer, maybe even producer for all I know, did an all-dayer and nighter or whatever right there to get his fucking shit up, whatever. People, once again, it's called dedication.
It is. I'm very passionate about this movie.
That's what you get when you're part of the best, the most phenomenal podcast on the planet, but, you know.
With the best director and the best writer.
You said that way, that is so perfect.
But if you want to, just a little, we are asking for donations on Indiegogo.
Are you really?
Yeah, you've been liking the statuses, but...
I didn't get to read that part, because I was just looking at Vanessa. I mean, not Vanessa.
You saw the Kayla. Pictures, right?
Yeah, I saw Kayla. I was just looking at her. I was like, she looks like the sluttiest fucking vampire that I want a piece of right now.
Dude, like, I'm not joking. Wait till you see the movie. Vanessa is in leather pants the whole movie.
I said, if only that girl could speak some Spanish to me right now and have a Mai Tai on Puerto Rico and Puerto Rican beach sands with me right now, then she'd be perfect. Yeah, but... Mm.
But
yeah,
we are asking for donations because our computer, the iOpen Pictures computers, are so slow they can't keep up with the high definition we're using for the cameras.
Oh, really?
So we just need a new computer for editing. So that's all we're asking. So just go to Indiegogo and search New Blood Rising.
Did you just start that today?
Jordan posted that today, yes.
Oh, okay.
So, no one's really hit anything yet, but I'm promoted on my site, thefancritic.com. And
actually, you know what? Yeah, I am, by the way, go ahead and introduce yourself. I'm the phenomenal one at voiceboyspodcast.com, of course.
Z from eopodcast.com and thefancritic.com.
So when do you think filming is going to be done?
For my schedule, but it's based on a lot of people's schedules, because my one star, my non-vampire star, is in tennis. She's a high school girl, high school student, and she plays tennis. So she plays tennis a lot. And then, I want to say it's going to get done in end of September, early October.
Okay, that sounds good.
Jordan already says, well, it's going to get released in November. I'm like, what?
Can I even look at her, or she's not the type to look at because of, I don't know, high schoolish?
She's in the pictures.
Is she 18?
She's gonna be 17 in October.
Okay, I'll stay away from that one then. All right, then.
you will like what you see.
You know what? That's legal in Puerto Rico, I believe. So never mind.
I don't know. I don't know what their laws are. You can look, but you can't touch.
If I touch, see.
What'd you say? But you can, you know, I posted on my website, fancritic.com. It's on the Facebook for iOpen Pictures. And, you know, we're just asking for any donation. You also get rewards. You get a Blu-ray. You get special features. You can be producer, executive producer credits on IMDb.
Everybody knows that, because that's how Indiegogo works, baby. You get something in return when you donate, so.
Yep, you will, if you say you donate the $200 for the executive producer, you get everything. You get the Blu-ray, you get the special features that's not going to be on the DVD, and you get everything included.
Sounds like a package deal to me.
And you get a customized New Blood Rising t-shirt.
That sounds like a fucking customization for me or whatever. I might send you guys a Mai Tai.
that'd be horrible to ship.
I poured it in the jar and just been like, yeah, I'm barely off to them real quick.
You know what? Just put it in the peanut butter. Just put it in an empty peanut butter jar.
I was gonna put it in an empty Kool-Aid jar I got sitting here.
Is it purple drink?
I was gonna see if you like that or not or whatever.
Is it purple drink?
Yeah, it's red.
It's red drink.
Yeah, it's red drink. It's close enough. You mix red with black. I think it makes it purple.
I think so.
Yeah, I think that works out there fine, whatever. So yeah, you're filming that, and I'm out here in lovely San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Ah, talking to my Latin mommies. I see papi. Having a time of my life right now. That's why I'm so pumped up and amped right now, filming some.
Is that the first time you've been in Puerto Rico?
Second time.
Second time?
Yeah, I got family out here, whatever. They're a bunch of assholes. But I see where my arrogance comes from. Whatever.
Yeah.
They say that they speak the proper Spanish, not like the Mexicans down in California, apparently. But
Did you get off the plane and be like, wow, he's really tan?
No, I got off the plane and say, hey, mommy, look good to me.
I can guarantee you're talking Spanish down there.
That was actually.
I can see you doing that. You'd be like hitting those lines with Spanish. He goes, I don't know Spanish because I'm phenomenal one. I bring the hits. You want to see the hits in the bedroom?
I told one at the bar, I said, take Yeto.
You'd be like, I bring the hits in the bedroom, too.
She said, what'd you say? I said, de mojito.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, everybody knows what take Yeto means. It means I want you.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying that a lot or whatever.
All right, so best and the worst of the summer.
Hey, I'm a phenomenal. But best and worst of the summer, never mind.
And I'm not going to lie, this summer has been, I'm not going to say just summer, this year has been shit.
This year, yeah, I agree with you. Like, honestly, when it comes to a top 10 at the end of the year, whatever is on my best of, like, if I go back last year and say that was on my best of, I can guarantee that I might put that on, like, my best 100 of all time of films, whatever.
I can see that.
But this year, as far as what's going to be on my best of list, that's literally just of that season, what just happened. I'm not putting it because I think it's like the best movie I've ever seen, whatever. It's just, it was enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm already seeing on your website, moviespoilerspodcast.com, that you already put One Direction, This Is Us, as the worst movie of the summer.
I'm sorry, but I saw the trailer. I was telling Lehu, I finally saw the trailer for that, right? And I was like, he's like, dear God, please tell me I have to review that. And I was like, I'll tell you when that week comes. But
are you?
No, fuck no.
Because
I saw the trailer, and I automatically feel like I heard the dudes narrating the boys. I never even heard of this band, to be honest.
No? Really?
No, never heard of this band. I don't listen to the radio that much because, you know, the music I listen to, I usually listen to podcasts, and the music I listen to is pretty much on my iPhone already. So I just plug my iPhone, listen to that shit, whatever, in my car, whatever. But One Direction, when I heard when I saw the little trailer and I saw them singing and stuff like that, and I heard the boy say, which I don't know their name, whatever, but he's just like, oh, we're just trying to show everybody we're not your typical boy band. You know, we don't go. I was like, you guys are the very definition of boy band. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't really consider that a movie. It's kind of like Katy Perry's movie that she did.
Yeah, it's like Justin Bieber's movie, Katy Perry's, or...
But I guess Justin Bieber's movie is like, people, like, even the Spill Crew loved that movie.
Oh, they were that was a joke, dude.
Was it?
Yeah, that was a joke. they gave that review, that was like...
Better than sex.
Oh, they tricked you, dude.
They got me.
It got you, dude. Yeah, that was a joke, dude. They was like, no, goddamn, we like that movie. That's why I based my Smurfs 2 review off of.
Okay.
That's why I did it when I gave it a C or whatever. I was just like, that's a C. That's what I was basing it off.
But I laughed when I saw that, and I don't consider that a movie. I really don't.
No, it's not a movie. That's why I'm not gonna go fucking see it. But it looked like, honestly, it looked like shit. I'm not gonna lie.
It's just pretty much backstage stuff, and maybe the concert. Which, if you're watching a concert in a movie, there's no point going to a concert, you know?
Yeah, I was about to say, but like, okay, why would I want to go watch a concert movie? I should just go to the fucking concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, why would I want to see the movie or whatever? I mean, I could look that shit up on YouTube and whatever. Like, I highly doubt those movies make any money, to be honest. Like, well, you know what? Their budget probably isn't that high on it because they're just filming some.
I'm not gonna lie, it's probably gonna be number one.
Yeah, I could probably see that because of the shit that's coming. It's coming out on a good week where nothing's coming out. But at the same time, it's like, it's not really a movie because it's just footages of what they did on tour and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're making that. I mean, that ain't shit.
Yeah, the only thing that comes out is The Getaway, I believe.
And the movie with Eric Bana. I forgot, The Closed Circuit or some shit like that.
Is that limited release or is that wide release?
That's a wide release.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen a preview for that.
I saw a lot of people been telling me out in other states they haven't saw it yet, but I was like, man, I've been seeing that fucking trailer for every goddamn movie I saw now, whatever, but
mm-hmm.
I think it's its own. So are you ready to start kicking things off with our best and worst of?
Yes, sir. I've been looking forward to this. I'm very excited for this one.
I've been very excited too, whatever. I mean, both been busy as shit, but I'm telling you right now, this is probably my most anticipated thing to do this week or whatever, is get this knocked out.
Yeah, I think this is the most excited podcast I've been since either Mulan or Dark Knight.
Yeah, okay, well, how about we start off with our best of and start, because we're only doing three here, people, three best of, three worst of. We're going to get into that, then we're going to check off this polling right here, whatever, and then we're going to talk about our favorite episode, our favorite review, whichever you prefer, and then we're going to read some of your comments and see what you had to say. And Z, you want to knock us off with your number three best of film of the summer?
Well, I didn't see as much summer movies like you did. I started The Fan Critic in late March, so I think Hangover was my Hangover 2 was my first one I reviewed. But my best of, I would have to say, is Fast and Furious 6. Is number three.
That was the first. No, that was the second film of the summer that came out. The third. Okay, I know Iron Man 3 was the first, so that was probably the second.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was the second blockbuster of the summer. I love the series. This one it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous series. It's getting ridiculous. As time goes, I'm not lying. It's getting ridiculous as time goes by. But I do love...
When you put it together now, right?
Yeah, I do love the partnership with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, and The Rock added into it. It's awesome. I thought it was a really fun movie. I really liked it a lot. The story, I liked Luke Evans as the bad guy too. He was evil. He has an evil look to him, and I like him as a villain.
Probably my favorite thing of the movie.
Luke Evans?
Yeah, Yeah. You know, I hear you say you like the partnership of Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. I didn't see it as much in this film as I did in the previous films. I thought that was, like, one of my biggest disappointments of the film. I was like, you know, Paul Walker was one of the ones that started this franchise off, and he kind of gets the backhand of this franchise now a little bit.
Yeah, because do you see him in anything else? I don't.
He was in this other driving movie, dude. You gotta see this shit. It's hilarious.
A driving movie?
It was a limited release film. I think it's called The Getaway or some shit like that. I forgot or whatever.
The one that's coming out next week?
No, not that one. It's the Ethan Hawke one. It's like Drive or something like that, whatever. It came out like 2 months ago or whatever, dude. It was a limited release. It's on DVD now or whatever, but I forgot what it's called. But yeah, I was just like, wow, he's really trying to get his own friend. He must have listened to my review.
Was it Vehicle 19?
What?
Vehicle 19.
Vehicle 19, yes.
Yeah. But I did like this one. I really did.
He must have listened to my review and said, you know what, P1's right. I started this franchise, goddammit. I'm going to start my own drive franchise.
But if you consider between the two, who's the bigger star, Vin Diesel or Paul Walker?
You know, I hear Paul Walker gets a lot of shit, first of all, for those movies. And I'm like, you can't understand a word that fucking Vin Diesel say. How do people like him?
Yeah. But them adding The Rock in Fast Five, and him, Rock actually had a bigger role in this one, and the addition of Gina Carino, the MMA fighter. Oh God, yeah. She's so beautiful.
Wonder Woman.
She's so beautiful.
Wonder Woman.
Here but you go. I that's my number three.
Okay, my number three then. Ready for this shit? My best of is number three is Two Guns.
Nice.
I had to put that on there, man. I just, you know, it was a hard one to pick number three, whatever, because I had thought of another movie. And then I was just like, you know what? As much as I could go ahead and say I love the movie or whatever, which I saw, I gotta say, Two Guns, man, it put two actors together which is what I love about Denzel movies or whatever, is they always team up with somebody that you'd be like, how the hell is that gonna work out or whatever? And then it comes out being, no matter what the problems is, that's the funnest movie of the goddamn summer.
That I did. I had a blast watching that movie, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the plot is all over the place, whatever. I mean, then they have all these villains, whatever. But the villains are good.
Yes.
I mean, I think the ending, which in the book, the ending is pretty fucking horrible, to be honest, whatever. And I thought the ending was that. It was like, as generic it was, the thing I appreciate about the ending the most is it wasn't that drawn out. It wasn't that long, whatever. It just got to the shooting and then ended.
Yeah, it was a good. I liked the movie. I really did. I loved this Denzel.
Yeah, it was something that actually, like I said in my review, this was my most anticipated film of the summer because of Denzel, or whatever. But when I walked in the film, I was like, you know what? There are scenes in here where Mark Wahlberg is almost outshining Denzel in his lines.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Mark Wahlberg is on par with him. I was like, when we saw the Ryan Reynolds and Denzel, I was like, Denzel just pretty much ate up that goddamn screen. Where Ryan Reynolds was a fucking forgotten actor after that.
Yeah,
but this one. I thought Mark Wahlberg, I thought that was his best performance, to be honest.
I kind of agree, but it's also, with Wahlberg, it's different. He's only as good as who he's paired up with.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Max Payne.
Yeah, oh.
And look at Ted, look at other guys. He was good in those, but look at Happening. He wasn't good.
He had great dialogue in the film. What I thought about most of it when I saw this fight is, that guy is a comedic actor.
Yes, I would say so, yeah.
He can do drama at times, but everything in that movie has to be right. For it, like The Fighter, everything in that movie was just right.
Yeah.
And it had the directing, the writing, the supporting actor, and Christian Bale himself or whatever, stuff like that. But he doesn't do too many movies like that, so when it comes down to it, the movies that he does, it mainly comes down to him fucking Fighter. But then, you know, when you see him do films like Ted, like that, whatever, you know, he's great at comedic. He has great comedic timing.
He does. That's a good choice.
Yeah. So, ready to get your number two then?
My number two. This was a tough one between one and two.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Iron Man 3. Mm-hmm. This was a nice cap. This is a nice. If it's true, the Iron Man series is finished.
It's not. Yeah, they're making a fourth one
with Downey.
They saying they're making it with or without Downey. It all depends on that. But he signed on for Avengers 2 and 3 to expand his contract. But it's all depending on if Iron Man, Tony Stark wants to do, Robert Downey Jr., I call it Tony Stark, if Robert Downey Jr. wants to do it. But they're making a fourth one.
Okay. The movie was good. I really enjoyed, this was his best performance as Iron Man.
Yeah.
I did like the whole Mandarin story.
So, before you go on, is this your number two?
This is my number two.
This is my number two as well, then.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so
wow, what's going to top Iron Man with
you? Yeah, so, you know, I guess we both can talk about this then, but, you know, when I go see superhero films, I want everything in it that I know of. I mean, this is why I like Under the Red Hood and Dark Knight so much, is because in Under the Red Hood, you give me characters like Black Mask, Batman, Nightwing, Robin, the Red Hood himself, the Joker. I'm like, that's all my Batman characters right there. And then when you go to Dark Knight, you give me fucking Two-Face, the Joker, Batman, Commissioner Gordon, all this shit, whatever. When you put all the elements of the book that I know of into the film, I fucking love that or whatever. Like when Iron Man 3, they had Rhodey Rhodes. They had James Rhodes in here or whatever. And they had him in a bigger role this time, whatever. He wasn't just like at the end of the film, whatever. Don Cheadle, I thought he was fucking amazing in the film. Like, yeah,
a lot better than two. A lot better than two.
He was fucking phenomenal. I like seeing Tony Stark in outside of the armor. Like when he did the James Bond shit or whatever, I was just like, yeah, this movie just proved that it isn't the suit. It's him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is his best Iron Man. I mean, it's not his best performance, because I still think Tropic Thunder was Downey's best performance.
But whenever you can play a black man, you know you
can. Yeah, an Australian black man, too. But man, this was his best, even including Avengers, this was his best Tony Stark, his best Tony Stark. But it was a very good movie. We can spend 3 months, we can say it. The Mandarin story was fake, and that was awesome.
I ain't gonna lie, you know what I laughed about that is because, you know, you always hear people say, oh, trailers tell too much. This was the first trailer I've seen in a while that told me something, and then when the movie played, it was something totally
different. Did that blow you away?
It did blow me away. I was like, wow. I was like, I was not expecting ever a superhero film to throw me off. Like,
well, I knew it because I listened to your podcast.
Oh, okay. So you walked in with that attention.
I knew about it, but I still loved the build-up to it.
Well, you know what? The thing was, I treated it like what they did for like Batman, how they kept saying, oh, Batman could be anybody. He's just a symbol. It doesn't matter. And how they build up, like, the Mandarin being a symbol, it's not really the man. He's just a Chinese mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a symbol. I like that part of it, because I was like, when they make the fourth one, maybe they should build more on that symbol.
Yes, that's a very good point.
And then bring out the real Mandarin, which I kind of second-guessed when I first heard the Mandarin was going to be the villain, because I was just like, the Mandarin has such a long backstory, though. I was like, how are they going to cram that in one movie and all these other aspects, too? And I was like, Mandarin, and plus they have to hold up the whole Chinese anthology and all that shit right there, whatever. And I was like, I don't know. And plus, with introducing all those rings, too, I was like, honestly, I thought that was too much. And I was like, I don't know if they could do that right in one movie or whatever. And I'm glad they did take that out and did something else different with it, because I thought Guy Pearce at the end held up as being a villain.
I like Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
He was good. He's like in everything nowadays.
Mm-hmm. I like him a lot too. Whatever.
He's a very good actor. He just doesn't get props.
He is. One other thing I like too is that was probably the best ending in an action film I saw this year, because what they did with the choreography of the how he kept switching suits and fighting different villains off, I thought that was badass.
Yeah. I saw that, I'm like, oh god, it's done. He's done. Because Joss Whedon even said, after seeing Iron Man 3, he goes, well, what the hell do I do now? Because he blew up all the suits.
He said, fuck. But you know what more I liked about the film, though, is it wasn't an Iron Man film. It was a Shane Black film.
Yeah, and he's a good director.
It had so many Shane Black tropes in there that, like, what he does as a director, I was just like, yeah, that's... I like what Marvel does with their directors and their choices is those directors take and put their style to the films. Like, that's why one of the reasons why I'm so pumped up for Guardians of the Galaxy, because James Gunn, I know he's going to put his fucking style in that film all over it, so...
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting next few Marvel movies.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's my number two as well, then.
All right, cool. I'm very surprised. I figured that would have been number one for you.
No, there's something that's going to top it for me.
All right, my number one is, this is for, Lehu, which I do love this movie, World War Z.
I think I might know this.
World War Z.
Love it.
Love that movie. I absolutely love that movie.
I love how he tried to bring up the book last episode, but I was just like, didn't I tell you before we did the review that that book cannot be turned into a movie, and that this movie is nothing like the book? The only way that book relates to the movie is that the movie felt like a series of events.
Yeah, because I asked Thomas, who's one of my actors, because he's Jordan making him read World War Z, because he's one of our interns for Island Pictures, too, and I'm like, how's the book? He goes, I'm almost done. I love this book. I'm like, how's it compared to the movie? He goes, it doesn't. I'm like, I figured that.
Yeah.
I'm like, but Brad Pitt's amazing. They have to make a sequel, and I think they probably will.
Well, they are. I mean, dude, it's grossed over, like, $500 million and shit like that.
Billion? B? Billion?
Million.
Oh, okay.
Not billion.
I was going to say, Jesus Christ.
Well, no, hell no, I didn't do that. But what I was saying, though, is, like, it's grossed over $500 million, and I remember last year, they were talking about how much of a big-ass bomb this was going to be.
Yep, and Sock and Husky said the same thing. They're like, that movie's going to suck, and Sock loved that movie.
I was the only one that said that movie's not going to be a bomb. You wait and see, whatever.
It's not.
That property alone is going to fucking steal it away. And then I was like, and then you add the aspects of it being a horror movie and a big budget horror movie. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that movie's not going to be a fucking bomb.
It wasn't.
Especially as the buildup, as the movie came out closer or whatever, I was like, all these movies that's been sucking so far or whatever, people are going to go see this because they want to see something new.
And you know what? Brad Pitt and zombies? Yeah, you got a winner right there.
Oh, man. You know what? I love this movie a lot or whatever. I liked it a lot, honestly. I'm going to say this. What they did with the whole zombie aspect of saying that they're not just attacking us because they want to chew on our brain. They're attacking us because they want to spread their virus. I was like, that is a new concept of zombies I've never even heard of.
It is. It is a very nice twist.
Yeah, I was like,
that's what makes that movie so interesting.
The funny thing was, I remember saying, like, I was like, thinking after the movie, I was like, zombies ain't going nowhere. People still thinking of ideas like this then.
Nope. If people, you had rabies in 28 days, or was it rabies or 28 days later?
You know, I don't remember what that was, man. I haven't seen the movie in a while. I have it on Blu-ray. Maybe I'll watch it again, whatever. But yeah, it was something. Like, it was an affection. Let's just go ahead and say that.
Okay, but it was a really good movie, and I love the scenery. The CGI was not of par of what it should have been.
You know what I said about that CGI? I said even before the movie came out. The CGI in that film looks like shit, but it looks effective.
It does. When the zombies are climbing the wall, when they're praying.
They're climbing in the wall. You tell me that looks like shit, but if you was in that position, would you be fucking not scared?
No, I would be scared, especially they're fast zombies.
Oh,
they're
fuck
not,
yeah. Like,
it's Dawn of the Dead zombies.
The thing with that was, I remember saying in the review, I was like, you remember that fucking hallway scene where Brad Pitt was running through there? Oh, not the hallway, but they were in Jerusalem and they were running down those tunnels and all those zombies were just colliding over each other. Imagine being in a tight, closed space and being fucking chased by piles of these things, whatever. That shit is scary. That's effective.
And I don't care what Lehu says, that Brad Pitt risked his life by injecting himself with a mysterious virus that he had no idea what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he figured out what it was. And he risked his life for it. And I know he says he feels, about the zombies and stuff. Whatever. What Pitt did was that his acting in that movie was amazing.
He risked a lot for his family.
Yep.
Put everything on the line. I mean, that's one thing, like people say that there was no characters. There was no characters in the film. Brad Pitt was your only character, and that's what mattered.
Yeah, really. It's pretty much Brad Pitt and Brad Pitt only. And I totally understand that. Because it's actually Brad Pitt and the zombies. That's what it is.
And I'm sorry, that third act, dude, of that film, that shit was creepy as hell.
Yeah, and I love the airplane scene.
When they land or
yeah, oh, when he's in the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that scene was pretty tense, man.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It was really hard with these three, with World War Z, Iron Man, and crap. Was my number three?
Fast
Six. Because I was gonna. You're gonna laugh, but Mortal Instruments. This is the End. Kick Ass 2. It was such a close. This summer had a few good hits, but the shit was higher than the hits.
Yeah, and even some of the hits were like, you know, they're like, they're decent, but you know, it's stuff that night, like, you know, I don't want to rush out and see, like, multiple times over.
Yeah,
over.
We talked about this before, that this was the throwaway summer.
Yeah, this was a throwaway year, actually.
Yeah. And the year's not over yet.
Yeah, but, you know, it still is not looking like it's going to be, like, as amazing as last year was, or the year before that, to be honest.
Wait till next summer.
Yeah, but I would agree with you with World War Z. And you know what? We'll talk about that later, about the zombies or whatever, because I saw a comment for that earlier. But, my number one now, which is probably going to be the shocking thing or whatever, but it's Fruitvale Station.
All right. We talked about this.
Yeah, I think me and you talked about it for a brief second or whatever.
Because I asked you if you were going to review it.
Yeah, that's right. You did or whatever. And I was like, it's a limited release, and I hear it's not playing in every state or whatever. So, you know, and plus we had like four fucking movies at the time. So I was like, I don't want to rush out and see it. But I was like, Fruitvale Station, man. Michael B. Jordan, the kid from Chronicle. Man, that kid, when I first saw the trailer for Chronicle, I was like, that movie looks like shit for the simple fact that these kids look like they can get annoying fast. And Michael B. Jordan in that film, I was just like, I can't believe I'm liking this kid or whatever. It's always refreshing to get a young talent in. And plus, it's always a plus, too, if he's black. I was like, because they usually get annoying quick. But no, him in this movie, Fruitvale Station, his performance was just... It was touching, and honestly, it was one of those movies that portrayed him as the bad guy, but you saw him trying to fix his life together at the same time. So it's kind of something like, you know, I kind of admit this guy. You know, I was like, I feel inspired for him, for people that are in his struggle that, like, had this hard life or whatever and that he had, and then try to pick themselves back up, but life just keeps knocking them back down, but he keeps trying.
Yeah, the trailers look amazing. And they say it's probably one of the most, it could be one of the surprise hits of the summer.
Yeah, it definitely was, whatever. And some people ask me, you think it's going to get that Oscar? I was saying, probably not. You know why?
Do limited releases movies like that, are they even nominated?
Sometimes they are, whatever. It depends on the... Like, last year there was some recognition. Even the year before there was a couple of recognitions. Like, this year I don't feel that it will. And the reason why I say that Fruitvale Station probably not going to get nominated, and it'll probably get one nomination, but I bet it won't win. And you know why I say that? It's because The Fucking Butler came out right after that.
But you know, I'm not going to lie. Looking at some of the movies that came out, nothing stands out saying Oscar.
No.
This is a really, really weak year, a.k.a. the box office is horrible. There's no way The Butler and the Weed and Miller should be 1 and 2 for back-to-back weeks.
You know what, that... Somebody told me before I flew out here or whatever, after we had a little movie supposed meetup, I went to go hang out with some more people or whatever, and they were just like, oh, how was the Butler or whatever? And I was like, it was shit. And then she was like, my friend said she learned a lot from that movie. I was like, how the fuck did she learn anything from that movie? They didn't even cover the civil rights in that film.
No, it's pretty much the life of the black butler in the White House. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. I was like... The shit that they had in that film, they glanced over that. I was like, everything that was brought up in that, it was just a glance and peep over and shit. But just because of the hype around that film, Oprah, and pretty much it almost being like an independently fun film or whatever, I feel like that shit is just going to be an Oscar. It's got Oscar written all over that motherfucker. I'm just like, they're going to come. Now, like, before I was just like, I'm not sure, but maybe Fruitvale will get nominated. But now, I'm pretty much damn near sure that Fruitvale is probably not going to get nominated at all.
Yeah, I don't think Fruitvale, I think it'll crack like maybe 9 or 10 in the box office.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was, like you said, limited release. It did play here. It did play in Toledo. But
yeah, I think, 1,200 theater release. That's pretty low.
Yeah, it only made $15 million, but budget is not announced. So
budget isn't that high. I know.
It can't. There's no way. I mean, any besides Jordan, is there anyone big name? Octavia Spencer. She probably was probably the most.
Octavia Spencer was in it. I mean, and plus the movie, honestly, it didn't have any kind of effects or anything like that. And by the way, it was a first-time director, too. A young one, too. He's only 27.
Nice. I'm jealous.
Yeah. So, yeah, and he did some nice directing touches, too. I paid attention because I did research on that guy before I saw the movie because I was watching the previews and I was looking at the director and I was like, okay, I'll definitely be paying attention to director choices he make in the film. And he did like things like little things like whenever Michael B. Jordan was sending the text out, he would have the text pop up on screen and show in like a digital format style. And I was like, that's a nice little touch to add to a little film with no effects or anything like that. I was like, okay, I like that. And I was like, there's some nice director choices in here or whatever, which I was pretty applauded. I was like 27, first film ever too, whatever, limited release. $15 million? That's a lot of goddamn money for a limited release.
Well, it got a lot of hype.
It did get a lot of hype, too. Plus, because it was played at a South by Southwest, too. It won like 4 awards at film festivals and shit.
Mm-hmm. And that's huge. South by Southwest is in America, well, I think one of the top 5 film festivals in the country.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I would like to actually, that and Comic-Con, and I would like to go to Sundance at least once and experience that, because I guess a lot of stuff gets shown in Sundance that kind of are lost in translation. They're kind of lost in, like, midair. Like, Your Next was had, like, a 3-year release.
Oh, yeah, I didn't understand that shit. Like, and the hype around that movie, too, whatever, which I did enjoy parts of it, whatever, but I was just like, just like a typical... I was like, I don't see where the hype came behind this. Like, yeah, like when I walked in, I was like expecting, okay, shit. People talking about like this is the greatest thing they ever fucking saw. I was like, all right, let me.
Did you know that Forrest Whitaker was producer for the movie?
Yeah, I did know that. Okay. Did you know that? Oh my God, there was. I think Brad Pitt was a producer of a film recently that I didn't even know of.
Kick Ass.
It was Kick Ass. Yeah, Kick Ass too. And I was looking, I was like. I did not fucking know that, Brad.
I want to say he was produced on the first one too. I think he's I think it's he's got his own studio or his own production company or something
He funded it.
Yeah. So he did like Moneyball and stuff, but he did Kick Ass and so yeah he. But okay, here's a question about Fruitvale Station. Michael B. Jordan, is he gonna be a star?
He's gonna be definitely a fucking star. I think he is someone you definitely have to look out for. He needs, because his movies he's done, the movies I've seen have been like kind of even Chronicle. That was a small release. I don't think they were expecting that movie to do that well. Or whatever
I like that movie too.
I love that movie. That was a great fucking movie right there. Whatever. That was a great superhero film too. Whatever. I think Michael B. Jordan is gonna be a fucking star. Honestly, I wish he was older. Because if they wanted to do a Black Green Lantern, there you fucking go right there.
Yep. That's nice right there.
That guy is a fucking... Honestly, I'll go ahead and say this right now. Everybody knows how I feel about Idris Elba. Michael B. Jordan is fucking better than Idris Elba.
Mm. Did you know Sylvester Stallone directed that, too?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Michael B. Jordan, man. That guy is a fucking class act, dude. I cannot wait to see this guy's future.
I put on my site, I had a news story that he was in talks to be in a... in a movie. Rocky's son. Yeah. Or Apollo Creed's son.
Yeah, Apollo Creed's son or whatever.
And which sounds... Like, it's the same director, too. Coogler.
I wish they would do with that. I wish they'd turn that into a TV show.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would give Michael B. Jordan... Because right now, TV is so big right now. Mm-hmm. Michael B. Jordan needs something to break him out from these independent... Which, by the way, I'm not knocking independent films or anything like that, whatever. But I want to see this guy just take over, just like be the like he has that charisma of Denzel. I want him to step up to that level, or whatever. And he needs something that's going to knock him apart. I would love to see that turn into a TV show, though.
I'd be interested. That's a very interesting idea.
Mm-hmm. That would be. I always thought Rocky would make a great TV show.
I think it would.
Yeah, I always thought that like any spinoff they wanted to do with that, it'd make a great TV show, or whatever. Just seeing the trials and tribulations, and now Rocky became the best he is, or whatever. So.
Yeah, and I guarantee you Stallone would. He would be in every episode because he has an ego.
I heard Stallone wanted to do a TV show or something like that, but I don't know if it was a rumor or confirmed.
If they did a Rocky, he would have to be in it because he is Rocky. He has to be in it. You can't have Rocky without him.
Well, I heard that they were doing with the if when they make the movie of Apollo Creed that Sylvester Stallone was going to be the one that trained Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. I put that too, so...
Like, out of respect for Apollo Creed.
Yeah, and, I mean, Rocky Balboa was a good movie.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was a lot better than I expected. It was a lot better than Part 5. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, I liked Jordan in Chronicle. He was a very small part, and that really pissed me off, because he was one of the most interesting characters.
He fucking died, and I was just like, oh, no.
The black guy died.
Yeah, you know what the thing was? After he died, though, I had a feeling like I wasn't going to be seeing that guy. That guy as an actor anymore. I didn't think he'd be getting any work after. I don't know why. I was like, well, this movie probably be forgotten. I didn't think Dane DeHaan would be as big as he is. He's been in fucking movies last year.
He's in that Metallica movie coming out this next month.
He was in like 4 movies last year, and they were like on my stuff list. But if
and he's in Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's going to be Harry Osborn next to whatever.
Yeah, but Jordan was in Red Tails. He was in Hardball.
Yeah, he He's in Hardball.
He's voiced Cyborg in Justice League Flashpoint Paradox.
Yeah, he was the voice of Cyborg in that. I saw the preview before that, and I was like, Michael B. Jordan is Cyborg. I like that too. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, so I do see. I like him a lot.
Yeah, I hope he gets something that's going to break him out as that big star. Like, I hope when he gets his first big blockbuster hit, it doesn't fail or anything at the box office. Mm-hmm, like, oh, this kid is only good for limited release or whatever.
Yeah.
It's hard to get that young talent in there or whatever and just knock him off with a success hit right away.
And especially, this ain't racist, but I would just think they black talent, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because we had the Antoine Fisher movie with Denzel. They had Rob Brown?
Yeah.
They thought he was going to be the next thing, and he vanished.
That guy vanished right after that fucking movie.
yeah, I think he did. He did another movie. I think Coach Carter.
Yeah.
That he was in House of Wax. Michael. Crap, they liked him too. He was in Coach Carter too. He was Samuel Jackson's son.
And then we had Brandon T. Jackson.
Yeah, Brandon T. Jackson from Percy Jackson.
And we was like, fuck.
It's Robert Ricard. That's who I was thinking of. And then we just lost famous Chad Jackson last week.
Yeah.
Who I liked and everything I've seen him in. And plus, I grew up on famous Chad Jackson.
I was mainly talking about, too, like the younger black talent, too. It's definitely harder for them to get a push out there.
Unless you're Jaden Smith.
Yeah. unless you're related to the Smith fucking family, that's the only way a black actor is going to make it in the goddamn Hollywood or whatever. Michael B. Jordan's like 26 years old. Fucking a phenomenal guy, whatever. I cannot harp on much. I want to see this guy in more films. Actually,
yeah, I can't. I can't wait. I liked him in Chronicle, and I do want to see Fruitvale Station. I just had to have the time to see it. But when it comes on DVD, I'm definitely gonna see it.
That movie is held up on his performance, most definitely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you ready to get into war stuff now?
Yes.
All right.
You want to start it off first?
You want me to start this time?
Yeah, you start.
All right, so my number three worst of Jobs. Now
Jobs.
I fucking hated this film. Okay, I walked into this and was like, you know, Steve Jobs. To me, I don't know if people knew this. He's not like one of my biggest inspirations, but he's an inspiration to me as far as what he did with technology and took it where. I'm a very, very big techno savvy kind of guy. Whatever, so I have all kinds of guy shit. Whatever. But when I saw this fucking movie, now here goes my thing where I don't mind when directors change things from books, comic books, or shit like that, whatever, because it's a film. It's not a fucking book. So you need to take your creative talent and put it in this fucking film and make it entertaining. What they did in this fucking movie is pretty much say, oh, but he really was an asshole. Yeah, but it's a fucking movie, and we need to end up liking this character at one point. Or he needs to be, like, the asshole that we can at least like about. There's been assholes in movies that we still went, like, that guy is effective, though, or we like him, whatever. We just recently reviewed I Saw the Devil. The fucking villain in that movie is a fucking murderous bastard, but did we like him? He played the villain right or whatever. Steve Jobs in this film was a fucking dick. Ashton Kutcher was wrong for the role. That movie just proved the show, because I'm getting sick and tired of people saying, oh, that person doesn't look like that person. Oh, he can't play an actor. This movie proved that, God damn it, an actor does not need to look like that fucking person to play the fucking movie, because Ashton Kutcher was fucking horrible. And the guy that didn't even look like Steve Wozniak was the best thing in the film. He didn't even fucking look like the dude or whatever.
Yeah, because I remember when they announced that Kutcher was going to be playing Jobs. I'm like, oh, fuck. Really got probably one of the biggest jokes in TV and movie to play probably one of the most important characters in modern technology.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's not even a serious actor. He's a joke of an actor. That's all he does.
He's a joke of an actor, and didn't he just get done fucking over Demi Moore?
I think before it was announced, he cheated on her.
Before it was announced, but at the same time, after he fucked her over, people hated him on the level of Lance Armstrong.
Oh, no, I would not say that.
They were giving him shit. Well, I'm going to say people, women were. Women was sending him fucking notes and shit like that or whatever, so I don't understand from a business standpoint why you would cast someone that's receiving hate threats and shit like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. For the simple fact that this movie was released wide and flopped like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So no, I like literally, like, even with the other people being decent in the film, I walked out of that movie angry. I was just like, this was fucking horrible. Like, it's not even a fucking, it's it's a montage of him being a dick, because in this movie he doesn't create a goddamn thing. He pretty much steals everybody's ideas, and at the end of the film he's giving a goddamn Apple speech about the losers, the people out there, and all that stuff like that. The spoiled bastards, the losers, take control of your life. Make sure everything is right. I was like, what the fuck does that got to do with anything right now?
Just a little heads up, Iron Man 3 came out in April, so I don't think that was a summer movie.
It came out in May. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It said April 24th.
That came out May 4th.
Okay, maybe Wikipedia's wrong.
Yeah, you working on Wikipedia? Come on now, Wikipedia, dude. Write that shit in. I wrote in Wikipedia one time. And I was writing bullshit, dude.
Okay, you're right.
And it was about religion, too, by the way.
Maybe that was when it was, that's when the, Paris premiere.
That's when it released in overseas.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, fuck overseas. We in America. Wait, Puerto Rico's America, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, fuck America. America, this bitch.
America.
Hey, don't you diss Iron Man 3. He had the most patriotic thing I've ever seen. Iron Patriot.
Yes.
Don Cheadle himself. I shook his hand when I met him and told him he's the most patriotic thing I've ever seen.
Hey, my turn?
Yeah, your turn. I'm three.
I would say The Purge. What's that?
I could agree with that.
I was very... Just the trailers got me so interested in this movie. It got me... I mean, I was like, oh my god, this movie sounds so freaking awesome. And then I watched it, and I'm like, this is it?
You know,
this just happened?
Funny thing of this film is when it was introduced or whatever, I said, that idea is stupid as fuck. I was like, that has got to be the... Cause especially when I heard, because I went to this little Q&A of it or whatever, and they were talking about how, like, oh, because somebody asked, like, how can crime be legal for the whole day? And they were just like, oh, well, you know, it helps out the economy. They were explaining how it helps out the economy, and I started sitting there and looking like, how the fuck does that help the economy? I was like, that's the stupidest goddamn thing I've ever heard. So then I was the only one probably not looking forward to the film.
You hit mute again.
Yeah, exactly. Every time I fucking move this shit out the chair or whatever, it does that or whatever. I was like, but that was like the premise, honestly, it sounds stupid or whatever. But you know what? This film better go all out.
Now, and it didn't.
Once again, we reviewed a Korean film. Had the Koreans got their hands on this.
Oh my god, that would have been bloody as all hell.
Now this probably would have been on your best of list.
Yeah, because that's the thing. The story is so the plot of the movie is so interesting, and it's just how they placed it. It was just bad. It was just bad. The Ethan Hawke is okay. I mean, I got a lot of Sinister vibe from him. His role in Sinister.
You know what the thing of the movie was? You say it's interesting. I didn't find it that interesting. I found it that the movie, rather, I thought the plot was stupid, and I thought it could be fun, at least. And with their performances, I said, honestly, I don't even care about the performances, because I was just expecting to see a ton of shit going on. And honestly, when I saw the film, I was like, so this is as hardcore as it can get? This
yeah.
Is some black homeless dude running into their house, and next thing a bunch of crazy... I'm sorry, those dudes with the mask and the villains and shit like that, I was looking at them like they were a joke. I was laughing. They just, like, walking outside, giggling, riding a swing set. I was just like, what
the fuck? One guy was so polite.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, what the fuck is
this? I thought he was creepy, but, because I just thought it was creepy just because he was, like, when he was smiling, it went through the peephole.
The funny thing is, he's creepy, but he's a little bitch. Because as soon as he comes in the house, he gets his ass handed to him or whatever. So I was like, he's nobody. He's just some rich little preppy white boy or whatever who just got a fiend to kill somebody right now. And I was just like, yeah, he's a little bitch though right now. And then the whole thing with the neighbors, oh, just like
that pissed me off.
Yeah, it did, because she's like we've been wanting to kill you or whatever and shit. And then she just lets them leave. I'm just like, so next year you better plan on moving, because they're gonna come back on your ass or whatever. I don't understand how you cannot put a bullet in their head or whatever, because your family is threatened still. They just dragged your husband off and pretty much cannibalized his ass, if you will. I don't know what they
did. Yeah.
The daughter was so stupid.
The daughter? Oh, yeah. She was stupid.
Like, the boyfriend, you could tell, like okay, he's going to shoot. When I first saw him, I was like, what part of the film is he going to try and take out the father?
Yep.
and it tried to happen. Actually,
it telegraphed itself like you're reading the screenplay on screen.
Exactly. And the house isn't even that fucking big, first of all. And how did they keep getting separated? I said, Ethan Hawke, you have all these security systems and protocols and all that, and you can't keep your family in one goddamn room.
Yeah, I know. He's like, just wait here. They leave, come back, they're gone. I'm like, what the fuck?
The security system was cheap as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if that was that easy, what the fuck? Dude, you was asking to get burnt with shit.
Yeah, I mean, I have never seen a movie and I've been so disappointed than this.
That movie had a lot of hype behind it.
It did. It still made a shitload of money, but I think that...
$3 million, that's why.
Yeah, and I think they promoted the movie right. That's how you promote a movie, was that. But I was very disappointed in that.
Yeah, that movie, I'm sorry. You know what, that's another thing about this year. It's been hype here. People have been hyping these fucking movies up. Then when I go see them, I go like, this is the most generic shit that I can't believe someone's hyping this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I movies get a grade drop lower when people tell me such amazing things. Then I go see and I go like, wow, okay, this looks generic and ordinary and nothing special about this part. Like, for me, when I see that, I go like, I don't know what people are hyping this shit up. And Purge was definitely one of them.
Yeah. So what's your number two?
My number two, which it's gonna blow your mind, man. It's really gonna blow your mind, but could it really blow your mind? It's fucking After Earth.
Wait, that's not number one?
It's close enough.
I think I know what your number one is. I'm not gonna say it, but I think it is.
I had a hard time struggling with this. I was just like, I walked out of After Earth angrier than I did anything this year or whatever. So I don't know. The best and worst of it at the end of the year, it might switch because. I'd probably have to listen to the reviews over and be like, you know what, I was angrier when I walked out of After Earth.
I had never walked out of a movie angry, but I haven't seen After Earth yet. And I had no idea M. Night directed it. I had no idea.
That movie pissed me the fuck off. Because, you know, that's the funny thing about it is people kept blaming, oh, you know, M. Night was directing whatever. I was like, M. Night just directed the motherfucker. Will Smith, Jada Smith, and his cousin were producers. Will Smith helped wrote the fucking story. Will Smith was casting on the bench or whatever. He handled a hell of a lot more than fucking M. Night did on that film. This was a Smith property. This wasn't no M. Night property.
And it's funny because I had no idea M. Night directed it because every time he directs it, they always say an M. Night Shyamalan movie. They didn't do this for this one.
They did that shit. You know, they put Will's name on that motherfucker or whatever. Because, like, once again, this was a Smith production. He had two of his cousins working on it. His wife was working on it. His son was in the film. He was in the film with them. He helped write it. People blame M. Night. Don't blame much on the direction of the movie. You need to blame more on fucking Will. I'm sorry. Will didn't get no fucking pass from me in this film. I remember I said fuck 24 times before the review even started. I was so fucking angry that Will Smith crammed that little non-acting, self-centered, black little diglet-ass baby in my fucking face. And try to slap him in my face and say that these were grapes, even though he handed me some apples.
Yeah. Did you have any, maybe you might like this movie?
It was a sci-fi film with Will Smith in it. I was like, okay, I like this. I said maybe this could be Jaden's chance because I have not liked him in any of his movies, to be honest. Somebody told me that you didn't like him in The Pursuit of Happiness. I was like, he was just there to fucking cry. Any fucking kid could have did that shit, okay?
True.
I mean, you get any fucking kid, all you gotta do is sit there and cry and just look at your fucking dad all mopey. So I was like, he didn't act in that fucking film, so don't give me that shit. Karate Kid, I'm sorry, he was a fucking fantasy. Jackie Chan only showed that motherfucker kicks and shit, and that motherfucker started doing flips in the end of the goddamn thing. How the fuck does a kid that only trained for 2 goddamn weeks defeat kids in China that fucking been training their whole goddamn lives? That's bullshit. That is some fantasy shit for women because when I went to go see that movie, there was nothing but women in the theater, and the girl that I took at the time, she was just like, isn't Jaden so cute? And I said, you looking at him like he's some goddamn puppy dog or something.
Yeah, I mean, just pull up his Wikipedia page and look at his picture.
He has
the Sideshow Bob hair.
Jesus Christ, he looks like a little bitch. He looks what's wrong with every black young actor. He's the reason why niggas can't get at work around here, including myself. But it's like, it's because of this motherfucker.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I walked out of this film pretty much saying, fuck that whole Smith family, and it was funny because...
Really? You hate Will Smith just after this movie?
I hated him after this
movie.
I think I gave Independence Day a fuck it.
Wow.
I walked out of Independence Day for that review we did for Angry Hulk.
Yes, you even said that, like, I think the first 3 minutes of the podcast, this movie fucking sucks.
I was angry, dude. After Earth wasn't too long ago after we did the review. It was like 2 weeks after we did that review, and I was just kind of like, you know what? Will Smith, just seeing you on screen now just pisses me off now. Your whole goddamn family, that Willow bitch, you need to whip that head back and get a fucking brush or something like that. Jaden needs to take his ass and fucking act in school. You know what? This might be my number one film, actually.
Well, my number two, even though I did like the movie, I can't say it was that good. Now You See Me. Because it was...
Oh, I was about to say, what was that? Oh, yeah.
It was Ocean's 11 with magic.
Funny thing was, people kept saying... I know that people that liked the movie was like, the writing is so good. And I was like, that writing is shit in it. The directing is better in it. Don't get it twisted.
You remember when I texted you after I saw it?
Yeah, I remember we were talking about it. Because I think I told you the same thing. I was just like, the direction on it is interesting. The writing in it is fucking flawed like a motherfucker.
Even though we both agree that the Franco Ruffalo fight was amazing.
The movie, it gets by being fun. It's seeing something and having good actors in it that were delivering what they were doing.
I mean, the actors were good. I did. I liked all the actors. I liked Isla Fisher. I liked Woody Harrelson and what's Zuckerberg's name? Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Dave Franco, Ruffalo. I did. Michael Caine and Freeman. I did. I liked them. It's just that I was, it's just like, I'm watching Ocean's 11. That's all I'm watching.
Kane and Freeman, I didn't really care for them that much.
A very weak subplot of the movie.
You don't put Kane and Freeman in a film and give them nothing to do.
Yeah, but Kane looked like he was bored.
Freeman looked like he was like, oh, fuck it, I'm gonna collect
them. Well, Freeman's in everything now. He was in Oblivion, so.
He knows he's old, so he's like, I gotta do whatever the fuck I gotta take, man.
I need that retirement money. Oh, I need that retirement money.
Yeah, exactly. I need to get, because I heard Obama canceled my SSI, so.
But I love the trailers leading up to the movie. I'm like, oh, this sounds really cool. And then I watched it, and I'm like, after the movie's over, I'm like, did I like that movie?
See, I saw it twice, and the second time I saw it, I was like, I didn't like it as much as I did the first time.
Oh, you saw it in theaters twice, really?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters twice, because the first time I saw it was for the review purposes, the second time I saw it was with some friends or whatever, and I walked out, I was just like, wow, did they just get on a fucking merry-go-round and and just vanish into thin air? I was just like, I remember when Leigh was even explaining that to me, the whole magician circle thing, I said, that is the gayest shit I've ever heard.
And it was a really weak movie.
No, the writing in it was bad, dude. I'm not gonna fault you for that one. I had a lot of fun with the film and like the parts of it. I'm not gonna lie. I thought the directing on it was good. I thought the writing. I thought the actors, most of them. I thought Harrison and Franco and Ruffalo were fun or whatever. Eisenberg was being Eisenberg. He was being good or whatever. Isla Fisher, I didn't really care for that much or whatever. But I thought they were decent. And that fight between Franco and Ruffalo, I enjoyed that a lot. I was like,
I did too. We both agreed that was probably one of the most best directed scenes of the whole movie.
That was the best directed, definitely. That was definitely the best directed. I've never seen magic used in like a fight scene before like that.
No, that was a very, very, very cool scene.
Which begs me to the question, if Mark Ruffalo had that planned out, how the fuck did he know Dave Franco wouldn't just kill him?
Yeah, that's another thing I did not like about the movie. I did not like the ending. I was like, the whole time, I'm like, please don't do it. Please don't do it. And they did it.
Well, the thing was, it had Mark Ruffalo, like, I already knew he was the guy or whatever, because I was just like, he's not such a buffoon like this or in the movie that much or whatever without being a part of this somehow. I was like, he's a part of that. I was like, if you couldn't see that, honestly, you're just a bad reviewer, to be honest.
I mean, I was like, I was just bad. I was like, please don't go this route. Please don't. And they did. I'm like, fuck you goddamn motherfuckers. And I'm like,
seriously, how could he have all that planned out?
You can't.
How could he have that planned out, honestly? Especially with the car scene where Dave Franco blew up. I was just like, how did he know that? Because they remember, the kids didn't know that Mark Ruffalo was the lead guy they were talking about. So how did he know that Dave Franco would just kill his ass in that fight scene they had?
What was the? What didn't we just talk about a movie about something about being planned out? And it's like, how would you know? Wasn't this a movie review? Oh, Joker. Was it Joker? In Dark Knight?
Yeah, you know it was. It was Dark Knight. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, how would he know? So, yeah, it's one of those things. It's weird.
It's funny because we brought that up at the movie spoilers meetup we had on Saturday or whatever, and they were just like, and somebody else brought up another plot point of the movie. It's like, well, then how did everybody else know, too? But I was like, that's another good point. I was just like, I mean, that movie, it is great. Don't get me wrong, whatever, but people saying it's flawless or nothing like that. No, that movie does have flaws in it.
Mm-hmm. So what's your number two, or number one worst
movie? I'm number one now, whatever, which I'm thinking of switching now, to be honest, whatever. And that's Grown Ups 2.
I have not seen this movie.
Now, the reason why this, now, based on personal reasons, After Earth is probably my number one. But based on a movie period, Grown Ups 2 is definitely that, because number one, that doesn't have any fucking plot. I mean, I've never seen a movie that, like, we make jokes about that all the time, like, the plot's simple. There is no plot. Oh, this, that, whatever about the plot, whatever. This movie literally did not have a fucking plot. It was a gag after gag to scene or whatever, with some of the most ridiculous characters I've ever seen, to where a fucking 7-foot giant-ass black man comes and sings, wave your hands in the air and wave like you just don't care. Yeah. Fuck you, movie.
I am not gonna lie. I did enjoy the first one. I would give it probably a medium, a low medium, because I do like the partnership with Spade and Sandler and James and Rock and
That shit goodbye. That shit ain't in this movie.
Why is Schneider not in it?
Because Schneider actually said, "I don't want to be in that shit."
Oh, well, he's best friends with Sandler, so that's kind of weird. But
he probably got replaced with Andy Samberg. That's why.
Oh God.
Adam Sandler likes replacing people and shit.
And I feel, and why does Sandler always have to cast a hot wife?
Everyone in this fucking movie had a hot wife, though. I was like, that's like the, like, you know, that was the best joke in the film, was when Adam Sandler told his kid, because they were making fun of his kid, he's like, he's not going to get a pretty girl. And Adam Sandler was like, are you kidding? Come on, look at me and your wife. You believe that for 1 second? And I was like, you know what, that's a goddamn good joke, actually.
I mean, it's not believable. Like, him and Kate Beckinsale and Click. Him and Salma Hayek and Grown Ups 2 and 1.
Kevin James' wife in the film, whatever. She's hot, too, in the film. Yeah. Her life.
Yeah, and I'm like, why does he do it? He just does that to boost his ego. I know that.
All the women in this film, though, were hot. I was just looking at it like...
Even Maya Rudolph?
All these hot women in this fucking hillbilly-ass redneck town. I don't buy it.
But I haven't seen Grown Ups 2. I did like the first one, and I'm like, oh, Grown Ups 2, and then I saw the trailer, I'm like, oh, fuck. That's the reaction I get.
Tim Meadows, who I like as the ladies' man, buy you a fish sandwich. They put him in this film and gave him the one note thing of just doing, say what? And they just dragged it out. I'm just looking at that like, no, Adam Sandler got a hold of Tim Meadows now. Oh, my God.
Well, they were together on SNL, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, he got the ladies, man. Mr. Cavassier himself.
Well, he was in the first one, wasn't he?
I don't remember him seeing in the first one.
I thought he was one of the black friends.
You mean Chris Rock? Damn, that's racist, man.
No, when the black friends on the opposing basketball team.
That's racist, dude, man. I can't.
Oh, shut up.
Just compared. Damn, that's fucked up. That's the second time Tim Meadows has been compared to another black man. You remember on that flight back in 2010? Don Cheadle got mistaken for Tim Meadows. That is fucked up now, man. This dude is just... Tim Meadows look like every nigga there is, man, apparently, whatever. He look like every coonish person out there. That dude has brought Don Cheadle a bottle of Kvasky.
All right, ready for my number one?
Ready for your number one, man. Fuck you, Grown Up, dude.
Hangover 3. It was nothing different than the first two.
I would say it was different from the first two, and the fact that it wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't. I mean, I'd probably, like, boom, like, heh. That's what I did.
Most I laughed in that film was, like, the first 10 minutes.
And like, I like Alan. I like Alan, the first one. But I have never seen a trilogy go down like this.
that it was pretty much part two was the exact same one as the first one. This one was about Alan, and it just had Chow, and it had Goodman in it, and I'm like,
see, I like them in the second one because it still involved the whole gang. It was all of them still being that team that they were.
Somewhat. Justin Bartha wasn't really part of the gang.
Oh, well, fuck him. Yeah, he was never part of the gang or whatever. So he wasn't even part of the first one, to be honest.
No, he actually... Well, he was the main character, and he wasn't, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. So he wasn't even part of the first fucking one. But in the second one, I felt like they still had that same camaraderie that they had in the first one. This one, it was more of the Alan and Child movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Bradley Cooper and Ed Helms were just like in the background, just go, what the fuck?
And I cannot believe Bradley Cooper did this, came back for this. After Silver Linings Playbook, I cannot believe he came back for this.
He probably just was like, you know what, I'm friends with these guys, let's just finish this shit off, whatever, and collect that paycheck.
I have never seen a successful movie like The First Hangover just decrease every movie like that.
I would say Transformers got worse as it went along.
We have a different opinion on that one, but...
I would say Twilight was successful in its first one. It got worse as it went along. I mean,
well, we can debate on that one, too, but...
How worse as it got along. Don't tell me that shit. That first one was whatever, but then it just got worse the longer it kept going on. I was like, okay, come on now.
But there was nothing special about it. This was, without a doubt, the worst one I've seen this summer.
You know, the thing about the film, too, is that it, in comparison to the first two, it wasn't crazy.
Like, no, it wasn't.
Like, even in the second one, the shit they get into, they pretty much up the antics what they got into in the first one. And this one, they didn't really up any antics or...
The only thing that they pushed the line was the whole giraffe thing.
Yeah, and that really... Honestly, I didn't think that topped anything from the first and second film. Like, in the second
film... No.
I thought in the second film, I thought it topped most of the shit they did in the first one. I was like... Honestly, that's fucking worse. I'm sorry, you're getting raped by a bunch of fucking transvestites.
Yeah, I mean, I was so disappointed in this movie. And I don't even see it on your worst of the summer list.
I just saw it. When I walked in the movie, because I gave it a low stream, and I just looked at it and was just like, if the movie wasn't called Hangover, I wouldn't even be hating it, to be honest, whatever.
This is not a Hangover movie.
Yeah, because... The thing I like about the second, I actually like the second one. The thing I like about it is the crazy shit that they get into. And the thing about the third one is they didn't get into any crazy shit.
Just breaking in that house. I think that was the craziest thing.
Honestly, that wasn't even that crazy to me.
In the movie, it was the craziest part.
Yeah, in that movie, it was the crazy thing. When I saw the movie, I was just like, okay, we're going to Mexico and going back to Vegas. I was like, oh man, they're gonna fucking top whatever they did in the first two films. I was like, it's good. But then when I saw it, I was just like, no, it's just pretty much about nothing, to be honest. I was like, yeah, that Bradley Cooper is barely in the film. Like, he's in the film a lot, but he's in the background and shit.
And this is an Alan movie. That's all it is.
Yeah, and Alan, honestly, I'd never mind him. Like, any of the actors in here, I don't mind them or what they do in the film because that's their character that they're supposed to be portraying. So I don't expect anything less from them, whatever. But, like, with Mr. Child, people say, oh, he was annoying in the second one. I was like, he's doing the same shit he did in the first one, though. So, I mean...
Yeah, and he was the worst character in the whole franchise. I do not like him at all as an actor.
And then in the third one, I was like, he's doing the same thing in the first and second one, whatever, and y'all didn't have a problem with that. And even with Alan, I was like, oh, he's a dick, whatever. But I was like, he did the same shit in the first one, though. So, I'm like, I don't see how you guys could give that one a pass, not this one. And then with Alan, though... It came to a point where I looked at him where he had that conversation with the little boy, and I was just like, wow, I can't believe he just told that kid that. I was like, I hate this guy now.
Yeah, and, and then you add Melissa McCarthy.
Oh! Okay, did you see the ending of how after the little credit shot of everything?
Yeah, where they teased the fourth one.
They didn't tease a fourth one. They're not doing a fourth one. They didn't tease a fourth one. They just showed a scene of, like, how things got crazy and shit, like, fucking stupid titties and shit like that, whatever. And I was like, why wasn't that in the movie?
Yeah.
Like, people come to these Hangover movies expecting that. So why wasn't that in a fucking movie? You don't put that shit as a fucking teaser shot at the end of the fucking film, whatever, and go, like, see, we're still crazy. Look at us.
But... It's
a disappointment.
It is a big time disappointment. I really felt, I was like, oh god, this is not a Hangover movie.
It definitely, that's why I said, I was like, I bet if this movie was called something else, it wouldn't be getting as negative as it was. No. Since it's a Hangover title, whatever, then, you know.
And the only thing they get hung over is at the end of the credit scene.
I was going to say, because at our screen, they were serving us drinks, so I got hung over as soon as I walked up. I was like, well, can you give me a ride, sir? He was like, sir, do you want to watch Hangover Part 3 again? I was like, yeah, give me 2 tickets or whatever. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Woke up at 7 a.m. in the morning in this fucking theater seat going, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't enthused after seeing this.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't funny. It had no funny moments in it.
No, it didn't.
So you ready to move over to some polling here or whatever to see what everybody thought that their favorite film? You know what, before we get into that, let's go ahead and say, what was your favorite Throwback Tuesday episode or moment for that matter?
Oh, wow, there's so many. We've had so much fun doing these.
Especially our intros. I've been having a lot of fun. Usually before we start the review, we shoot the shit with each other.
Yeah, I would say one of my favorite things so far about Throwback was the openings I make. And my favorite one was Dream Warriors. Mm-hmm. I spent so much time on that, and it's so clever and so cool. I love that opening for Dream Warriors.
I think my favorite opening you've done so far had to be... Dream Warriors probably be second to The Crow.
Yeah? I like The Crow, too.
I think I prefer The Crow one, if not more, too. Yeah, I'm going to go with The Crow, man. I got to knock off The Crow. You know what? Inception was a good opening, too.
Just the music, but then we started advancing it. We started throwing clips into the show and everything.
Inception, Crow, and Dream Warriors are my top three openings. Whatever. My favorite Throwback Tuesday episode, though, had to be the Mulan one.
Mine, too. We had so much fun doing it, I'm not going to lie. Who would have guessed a Disney movie?
Your first animated film, if I'm mistaken.
My podcast. Don't listen. That's not my first animated film ever seen, but it was my first podcast animated film. But we did have a lot of fun doing that show.
And that was that's my favorite animated film, so.
Yeah, and that was a fun episode. And then the next week we went to probably our longest episode with Dark Knight Under Red Hood.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, you know what, before that too, my favorite moments on Throwback Tuesday had to be the Friday review.
Friday was a fun. That was a good one. That was a very quick. That was a. I think was that a quick. That was a quick show, wasn't it? Because I think you were at Comic Con, weren't you?
What was that?
Were you at Comic Con, weren't you?
I think so. I can't remember when we did that or whatever. I think I was at Comic Con because we did the Social Network before that, and I wasn't at Comic Con at the time, or whatever. So
I think because we did that Friday.
Yeah.
Technically, exactly. Friday. We did Friday on Friday, but yeah, that was a.
Yeah. Did. I remember that I was on my way to Comic Con. That's right, so we did do that on Friday.
This has been like the greatest, you know, awesomest podcast show I've been a part. Thank you.
The most phenomenal podcast on the planet.
But like, the worst episode I think I would say would be, I would say Transformers, due to the fact that was that time you said I was black because I overslept, and we did that Monday night.
Oh, did we really? Was that the review?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I don't remember. I thought that was before. I thought that was like early. Okay, yeah, maybe it was. Then.
That wasn't our strongest episode, but that was Independence Day because you, as soon as you said this movie fucking sucks, you were like that kind of went out the window. But but everyone's been good. Every episode has been good. But I love Mulan, and I love when we did Scream. You kept harassing me about being a fanboy.
Wait, fanboy about what? I don't remember now.
When I love Scream so much, you ripped me for being a fanboy.
Yeah, I thought you said it Mulan. I was like, you're the fanboy? You fucking fanboy, you.
No, but I've been having a blast on every episode, and we have many more to go.
Yeah, exactly. I would say my favorites would be Mulan, Friday, Dream Warriors, and The Crow.
Yeah,
Punisher Warzone, actually, I gotta throw that up there, kind of close to a Friday for comedy laughter, because that's not even a comedy movie, and some of the shit that was in that film just... ridiculous, honestly.
I would say Mulan, Under the Red Hood, and Dark Knight. I saw The Devils up there.
Yeah.
Because that's an interesting movie to actually do a podcast about. And I'm gonna throw Inception in there. Because how much we both love that movie.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we talked any negative activity about that movie.
No, that's not a great podcast show, because you got to have some talk about some negatives, but...
Yeah, exactly. That's why I like to be an
asshole. That's why we kind of got into the polling, because the first two of District 9 and Inception, we picked those. Or I picked those.
Yeah, you picked all the way up to...
Crow was our first poll.
No, you picked Crow.
Yeah, I picked Crow, but Crow and Equilibrium was our first poll.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And you know what? That's right. Yeah. So yeah.
And I was like, that one and Scream was the only one I've won.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Scream first, then.
No. I wanted Scream for a later date, but we had a tie. We had over 1,000 votes for Dark Knight.
Oh, no, we had like 1,500 to 60. No, we had 1,600, if I recall, whatever. Under the Red Hood had about 600 and, no, 580-something.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Knight had 560-something.
I mean,
fucking got out of hand.
I think our closest was Scream and Halloween 2. I think Scream beat it by a vote.
Really?
I think you said Scream beat it by a vote.
Okay.
And then
I know Lion King and Mulan, that was a pretty high one too.
That was a high one, but then when Under the Red Hood came and Dark Knight, that hit 1,000. And when we did Battle Royale and I Saw the Devil, we had like 800, didn't we?
Yeah, totally.
And I was like, wow, really, 800 for these two movies?
A lot of people like because you know we I think once we got to I'd like to say when we got to Friday, that's when we started switching the movies up as far as being like just out there and weird. Or
Friday,
like classic or something like that, whatever.
Friday was the biggest, I think the biggest joke of a voting, because I picked... Because you picked...
Friday to win, if I recall. And when you did The Crow, I picked Equilibrium, because I was just like, I want The Crow to win, too.
Yeah, because I picked... Because you were like, I'm going to pick Friday. I'm like, God damn it, I've been saving that one for a while. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do Half-Baked, because Half-Baked's not going to win. And I'm like, I want to do Friday.
I walked in, I was like, I want Friday to fucking win that.
And it won. I think it won like 66-4 or 3.
That Friday did, I remember that.
And I was one of the votes, too.
I think Crow and Equilibrium did pretty good as far as... But I don't
remember. Everything, Dream Warriors destroyed Nightmare. Independence Day was a special edition because it was 4th July weekend, or 4th yeah. July week. Transformers, and I think G.I. Joe, Social Network, and 7. That was a close one, too.
Transformer and G.I. Joe went back and back, too, though.
Yeah, and I think Social Network and 7 was close.
I want to say Transformers and hit over 200.
Was that a 200?
I remember it was pretty high. I remember it was something up there, like in the 80s.
Yeah. Mulan, Lion King was good, you know. But, you know, our voting's ridiculous, but...
Yeah.
It's people love the show, they love the movies that we're picking, and they want to hear us talk about it. That's awesome.
They like hearing us shoot the shit about a bunch of nothing.
Mm-hmm. And just I Saw the Devil, as I never seen that. I was like, I Saw the Devil in Mulan, and Under Red Hood, I've never seen those movies, and Punisher Warzone. I've never seen those, and before the show, and I watched them, and I like Mulan a lot. Under Red Hood was fucking amazing. I Saw the Devil, I wanted to go kill somebody after watching it, because it was so awesome.
You had a reaction to each one of
something. I had a reaction to each one. I was like, Punisher, I'm like, you're right, this is movie shit.
like, with Punisher, like, I love how, like, I Saw the Devil, fucking fantastic. Under the Red Hood, oh my god, I've never seen a Batman story like this. Mulan, that was a well-done animated film. With Punisher Warzone, something you never saw before, you just like, this is the most retarded shit I've ever seen.
Exactly.
And I remember telling you, I was like, before we saw, I was like, that shit's retarded.
But yeah, we both pick interesting movies, and I gotta get a movie that you haven't seen before. I know it's gonna be very hard, but I gotta find a movie you haven't seen before.
Yeah, cause you know I look for shit like that. You know, I know. I saw fucking Tooth Fairy 2, for God's sake. I mean,
so oh God! But I'm gonna one of these days, I'm gonna find a movie you've never seen.
I was already thinking when we was getting ready for this show of movies of what to pick for future shows that might be a little out there, like I Saw the Devil was and shit like that, whatever, that I have never seen before we ever saw. I'm already thinking of that feature, because I don't normally think of future episodes at a time, whatever. I always just
go
off. Yeah.
So just to say that
for the next voting, I'm picking Twilight.
And I'm picking Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see which
so one. So it's a Twilight's going to win.
Either way, Twilight's going to win, right?
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. I am not, you can bash me all you want, because you bashed me when I said I liked Mortal Instruments.
You're retarded.
Yeah, as soon as I said, what would you say in the text? I'm not surprised you do like shit.
Yeah, I did say, I'm not surprised you like shit, what's wrong with
you? But I did like the first Twilight. The second one just absolutely fucking sucked. The third one was decent.
Okay, stop. Save that shit for the review.
Okay. I'm just saying that Twilight, I don't hate Twilight like people. Alright.
Spoiling your shit already, Mac.
Oh, wait, this ain't movie spoilers. Damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Throwback to the day. Hey, well, even though we do spoil on here, but you know, these movies are old, though, so whatever. But
yeah, if you haven't seen these movies, you're fucking, watch these movies.
Yeah, because most of these movies pick are fucking old, or it's
like, was it a Facebook comment that you'd be like, how's Inception a throwback movie? Was it Inception? Or, no, I think it was Transformers.
I think it was Transformers, yeah. And that came out in 2010.
And I'm like, we have a rule that's anything pre-2012.
Yeah, so he's still even on the site, so. See what it says that right in the description right there, anything before.
Yeah, because you started movie spoilers early 2012, and it's not really cool to review a movie twice.
I started movie spoilers at the end of 2011, December.
I thought it was early 2012.
Didn't have the site up at the time, but we started doing the shows and was posting them on Lena's site at the time.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah,
who's Lena?
They were more like movie spoilers podcast, like we have it now, whatever, than they were reviews.
Who's Lena?
Yeah, some bitch that left or whatever. But that's neither here nor there.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's Leon.
Oh, Leon from Spill.
Yeah, exactly. My father.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. He left because he said I'd be a man and grow up on my own without him holding my hand. So, I get.
Alrighty.
You want to hear some polling results now?
Sure.
So, I put up a polling of every episode we've ever did. I was going to put episode 1, episode 2, but I was like, fuck, I'm going to put the name of the movies in this bitch, whatever, to attract more people, whatever. And we got a total of 82 votes here. I went down in order. District 9, 3 votes. Inception, 3 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Crow, 10 votes. Punisher Warzone, 3 votes. Nightmare on Elm Street DreamWorks, 5 votes. Independence Day, 2 votes. Transformers Dark of the Moon, 4 votes. Social Network, 5. Friday, 13. Scream, 4. Mulan, 17. Under the Red Hood and The Dark Knight, 6. I Saw the Devil, 7 votes.
So people like Mulan like us.
People like Mulan. Mulan's the winner. Friday is a coming up close. I'm gonna leave this polling up till Tuesday till we put up the next episode or whatever. But yeah, so far that's what people've been liking. So it's Mulan, Friday, and then The Crow.
Yeah, and we both like those. And I'm very surprised Under Red Hood and Dark Knight got 6. I thought it might have got a little more than that.
I'm surprised Mulan won. They probably based it off not the movie, probably the review itself that they.
Yeah, I would say so too. Because if we had such a blast just ripping Disney, and the lawyers haven't hit us yet, so.
That's why I moved to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and I am not surprised Independence Day was the worst because, out of all these movies, that was probably, even though I did like Independence Day, that was out of these, that was not really the most fan favorite movie out of the group we've done.
Inception, District 9, and Punisher Warzone are all tied for 3. So Independence Day and those 3 or whatever are all tied, whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm very happy that people.
But if you notice though that excuse me, that Crow's a cult classic, and we both agree on that one. But the voting when we got Friday, it kind of increased because we had more of a gel. We're more we more have better chemistry after doing more and more shows, and the shows got more detailed with more professionalism with the clips and stuff. So yeah, I would say it's going to be getting better and better.
I thought The Crow was if it wasn't Friday or Mulan in here, I think The Crow would be my favorite. Honestly, I never thought I'd be reviewing that film, and that film was one of my fucking all time favorites. That's like up there. It's like, yeah, that's one of the fucking best out there. I mean, and that was just a fun fucking movie to talk about too.
Mm-hmm. And you, I think you said that for Friday and Crow that you would never have guessed you would be reviewing these movies.
Yeah, I did say that actually, or even Mulan for that matter.
Or even well, we've gone to the '80s with Dream Warriors, and we've gone to the '90s with The Crow, Independence Day, Friday, and Mulan, and Scream. So, you know, we're branching out. I mean, who knows? Maybe you'll pick Wizard of Oz one day. You know, who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll pick Nutgaggers too. You never know.
What movie?
Nutgaggers too.
I'm very surprised you haven't picked a porn title yet.
It's on my list now.
That would be interesting.
We're gonna watch Lady Scarface.
You're gonna pick the Pirates porn movie.
I'm picking Lady Scarface with Carmen Luvana. Ooh,
how am I gonna watch this movie? I'm not going through no adult bookstore.
I'll send you the movie. I have it on Blu-ray.
Oh my god!
I remember my ex was like, she's like, "Where's your porn stash?" And then she just licked in this thing, whatever, and she found it right away. Because, like, my porn stash, honestly, is on my Blu-ray section or whatever. It's just right there, whatever.
Yeah.
She picked it up and was like, "Yeah, here you go," whatever. And I was like, "Oh, you knew exactly where to look." She was like, "Come on now. Come on. Phenomenal one." I was like, "Well, you know, I guess I am pretty simple when it comes to that." But,
mm-hmm. But what was your worst show you've watched? Or we've done? What was, like, one of the ones you're okay with?
I don't have any poor shows. I appreciate everything I did. Everything I did is phenomenal.
Okay, acceptable.
If we don't call, I bring the fucking hits, okay? So, but I don't have one of those. I was thinking about it, too, but I didn't.
I'm not going to lie. Mulan was probably the most fun I've ever had on a podcast show.
Yeah, I got to agree with that, too.
And but, who would have guessed a Disney movie?
Yeah.
A Disney movie.
Greg, get some comments now?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
I'm surprised we have not hit 2 hours yet, but I'm pretty sure we will with the comments, though, because Dark Knight and the Red Hood was our longest show. That's probably why I didn't get that many votes, but you never know. Whatever. First comment comes from Andrew. And he says, just out of curiosity, how do you feel about Leigh Who Hating on Zombies, Z?
Oh, God. Zombies are a staple in movie history. I mean, George Romero did it.
George Romero is fucking fantastic.
He created zombies.
He's created a phenomenon.
He did. And he's... Zombies are never going to go away.
No. It can't, because there's too many good shit. The Last of Us, one of the best games of the year. World War Z, one of the highest paid horror films of all time, whatever. And it's fucking great. The Walking Dead still on TV, one of the highest rated TV shows ever. Come on now,
cable shows too.
Cable period. Whatever. So why would zombies go away?
It never will.
When they're dominating movies, TV, and video games, why would they go away?
It'll never happen. They even tried different things. I mean, Fido was different. Warm Bodies was different.
I was going to say, this year alone has been different in zombies, with the whole Warm Bodies, and then with World War Z, of them not just attacking people because they want brain or anything like that, it's because they want to spread their virus even further to people. I was like, that's a cool-ass concept, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to, it's his opinion, it's Leigh's opinion, you know, it's, I'm not going to bash him, because we all allow our own opinion, but his review on World War Z, I just don't agree with him, because Brad Pitt did a lot to sacrifice himself for his family.
Well, it was a lot more in Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
No, I gotta say, with the hating on zombies part, is because he says he doesn't find them scary. Well, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and stop it right there, because it's not about them scaring people. Honestly, they are fucking scary. If they fucking... The fear of what zombies are is if they get a hold of you, what you become. Nobody wants to become that. That's why you see in these TV shows like The Walking Dead, people are quick to put a bullet to their head.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do not want to become that thing that's just feeding off another thing. That is scary. If anybody tells you that's not scary, then you're full of shit. You are full of shit, and you need to go fucking dump yourself in a fucking toilet and go murder yourself somewhere or whatever.
I mean, I know you don't like having a third guest,
But if we ever did, like, say, Dawn of the Dead or a Romero movie, we have to bring him in because I would love to hear his opinion. And now it could just be me and him could probably just argue about it. You can't deny that that would not be great.
What if he likes the movie?
if he hated the zombies in World War Z, he's going to hate every zombie movie. Yeah, he has to, because this is a new thing with zombies.
Well, he said he liked The Walking Dead, if I recall.
What's the difference between Walking Dead and World War Z?
I don't know.
Every zombie movie is pretty much the same, it's just that they're evolving to different stories about the myth of zombies.
Now, Chad, see, you know what I love about the zombie films in most general, because I've been saying this all year. My thing about movies is characters. Zombie movies have some of the best character fucking screen time that you see in movies today.
Mm-hmm.
They are some of the best, if they are some of the best performances, they're the most fun performance. They're just seeing this group of people survive, seeing what they go through, whatever, seeing the drama between them, whatever. They just bring out zombies bring out the best in people.
Yeah. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be in a zombie movie coming up.
Oh, shit.
Get to the chopper.
Damn, okay. Maybe we shouldn't have brought that up. That just derailed everything we just said about zombies.
Well, he's doing it because he's not the governor. He can do anything he wants now. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But zombie movies are a staple. They're up there with action movies, comedies. Teenage movies. This.
I can say westerns. Yeah, I think you can say westerns.
But you don't see much of them anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Cowboys and Aliens really fucked that one up. I was pissed at that movie. Zombies are never going to go away. Walking Dead is an instant classic TV show that everyone loves.
When that show goes away, they're going to be kissing those actors' asses. Because I think, honestly, for me, that started great television.
It did. That show was so riveting. It is so amazing.
When that show came on, that's when a lot of good TV shows started. Like, you know what? We just saw this comic book fucking TV show. That's when all these shows we got now that are fucking great like that, whatever, started coming around now.
Yeah, I mean, Walking Dead fans are pretty much a huge group. You gotta, right? And they just clamor. They're just like, Walking Dead's coming. Walking Dead's coming in October. Walking Dead's coming in October. It's the same as Dexter, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones. Yeah, yes, exactly. Cable TV shows are pretty much pushing out primetime TV shows.
Well, let's not forget some shows too, like come out like Hannibal. I don't know if you saw that yet.
I have no. I was not. Never been a Hannibal fan.
Oh, you've never been to Hannibal?
No,
that
no.
The show is pretty goddamn good, though. Like, I love that show.
I'm interested in seeing Dracula, though. Or was it Dracula? Is it Dracula?
There's a couple of things on primetime, too, that are decent. Where, like, we got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming out.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. But I'm kind of skeptical on that. I think maybe it'll be a good show for the first, like, three or four, and then it's just going to jump the shark.
I got the feeling you have to be involved, it's one of those Avengers things where you don't have to see the films to watch it or whatever, films that came out before. But it's something that would make you want to see those films or, like, read those books or whatever so you can catch the references that they do. Like,
are any of the stars going to be in there?
Yeah, they said you never know, whatever.
Okay, okay.
It's one of those things where they were saying that we're not trying to focus too much on the superheroes. We want to keep this on the show. But every now and then you might see a cameo from an Avenger or a superhero that, like...
Or at least a hint...
Well, they said they threw it like in the show I saw at a Disney Expo or whatever. They cracked a lot of jokes on Tony Stark.
Yeah, I think you told me that one.
Which I was like, it was like they were because they kept talking about that big ass ugly building or whatever. And I was just like, oh. It was pretty funny or whatever. They was like, yeah, he really loves that. Yeah, don't talk about that.
So yeah, I mean, Lehu could have his own opinion. I just don't agree that he says zombies aren't scary. That zombies are up there. I want to know what he finds scary. Literally, what does he find scary?
I think he said werewolves and vampires.
Why? Okay. Next comment.
Every time they do werewolves, they always fuck it up, though.
Next comment. I don't want to get into that one.
Next comment comes from Natasha. He says, I saw The Devil. This movie was special. I mean, I'm at a loss of words. I've never heard of it. but saw it because of your review, guys. And just, wow, this was definitely a great film. I don't think I've ever seen anything so emotional and intense.
Damn right.
Yeah, I gotta say, you go to these Hollywood films, you go to a film every week or whatever, you see four movies, three movies or whatever and shit, and none of them just go leave me as, like, on drop of my knees or jaw-dropping like this did. Like, I want this feeling in a theater that I had when I saw this at home.
You what? What'd you say? Yeah.
I want this feeling when I watch a film in the theater, not like I had at home when I saw this film.
You, oh, really?
Yeah, I want my jaw dropping. I want to be at the edge of my seat. I want to be sitting there at the end of the credits and just going, wow, that fucked my mind.
This is, like I said, I think I gave it a large, I believe. I think I gave it a large. It's a very disturbing movie. It really is. It really makes you think, what would you do in that position?
It's probably something you'll never see in theater. I don't think you'll ever see anything on the intensity level of this in theaters.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, if you were in theaters, is this the kind of movie that you would probably, like, just fall your seat? Like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that.
For me personally, yeah, I would like to see it because you don't see much of it these days. It just almost feels like at the beginning of this year, I just, like, by the time March rolled around, I was just like, wow. Somebody asked me and Lena a question, like, do you feel like with the movies that you see that are so bad, like, are the bad ones just colliding over each other and they're just becoming one big thing? And I was like, honestly, yeah, they are or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nothing is catching my eye, making my jaw drop or blowing my mind anymore or whatever. It's just generic and average at this point. Where if I saw something like this in theater or whatever, I'm giving that fucking 10 C's or whatever and shit like that, honestly.
I think you gave this one the highest C's ever.
Yeah, exactly. If I saw something like this in theaters, I'd just, wow, it'd blow my... But, you know, with America rating system and shit like that, they'll never have anything like this in theaters.
Now, Natasha, you say you haven't heard this movie. Was like, were you, like... I just want to see if she would comment. Were you, like, stunned at, like, the ending and, like, how... I mean, like, we said it before in the review that you felt so bad for the cop at the end when he's walking and he just breaks down.
That ending was powerful.
That was without a doubt, one of the most powerful endings I've ever seen in a movie. And whoever, you know, the writer is a goddamn genius.
You know what? I would love to show this in theater if I had a bunch of people to come see this shit. The first thing I'm just going to be doing is be looking around. I want to see people's reactions and shit when that ending come, whatever. I want to see girls or guys, girlfriends and shit in the theater crying and tears, or whatever. I want to see all that. I like that shit when it brings emotion out of, when a movie brings emotion like that out of people.
You know what they should do? You know how they do the black dark, the night cameras for, like, say, Conjuring.
Yeah.
They should do that for this shit.
Yeah, it'd be the most quietest theater ever. Just people just looking sad.
I don't think people would fucking just get up and walk at the credits. They'll just be standing there stunned. Be like, what?
They should play that cricket in the background. It's like, the movie ended 2 hours ago. Let's get a look at the reaction space now. You see a guy with a gun to his head.
Someone's in the fetal position like, I can't take it anymore.
They show the footage of that theater getting shot up in Colorado and shit like,
oh my God. Too soon.
That's not funny.
No, that actually, I think that hurt ticket sales for Dark Knight Rises.
No, Dark Knight Rises hurt Dark Knight Rises ticket sales.
No, the people that died in the theater hurt ticket sales. Oh, wait, they paid before. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yeah, that movie hurt that fucking the ticket sale.
Well, didn't the family sue?
What?
Didn't the family sue the theater?
I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Next comment. I don't give a shit.
I'm just saying.
They should never brought their fucking baby to the goddamn theater at a fucking midnight show.
I saw Jason X at a midnight showing on opening night, and somebody brought a fucking, like, I had been like a month old baby.
People, you ought to be a fucking shame of yourself then or whatever. But anyway, next comment comes from Elizabeth. She says, this was a twisted movie. Since Hollywood is all about remakes, do you see this movie or any other movie from Japan or Korea being remade? Well, they already got one being remade. It's called The Old Boy.
Which I have actually since seen.
You said you haven't seen or seen
it? I want to see the Korean movie, but I want to see, because the villain from I Saw the Devil was in that.
Yeah.
I see in the preview for the new Old Boy Spike Lee movie, I do want to see it.
It looks, what I would say, because I don't really care for Old Boy as much as people. Because when people rave about Old Boy, they go like, that movie is so gruesome, what they doing and whatever. And I was like, y'all need to see I Saw the Devil in it. That's the fucking case, whatever. But with Old Boy, I thought it was just too over the top or whatever. And it looks like in the trailer that I saw for the remake, it looks more toned down.
Yeah, and we had the discussion last week. You don't see this ever happening.
No, it goes back to the American rating system or whatever. You'll see movies from, like, there's been lots of movies from Korea and Japan that's been remade or whatever, like, stuff like that, but you'll never see, like, the exact remake of how they made it, because
no.
Look at Kick-Ass 2. People have been fucking complaining about that shit. They've been complaining about the title of the goddamn movie. Oh, the little girl said cunt. Can you imagine if they showed I Saw the Devil or Old Boy in its Korean format in a theater in here or whatever? That shit would be banned. That theater would be disgusting.
Now, since you are in LA-ish, do they, like, at the Chinese theater, do they show Chinese movies?
You know what? They barely show any movies there, period. That used to be a D-Box theater, right?
Okay.
Now, you know what D-Box is, right?
Is that the set? Is that like the they show the last movies before they're on DVD?
No, it's with the moving chairs and shit. Rocking chairs and shit.
Oh, okay.
The fireman chair. Now, we only had two out here in the area, whatever, which was one by Disneyland, of course, at the Anaheim Theater. That one's still over there. That one's running still strong, whatever. I say go support that if you're in Anaheim, whatever, go support. So that theater can stay open, because D-Box is the best thing going in theaters right now. But they had it at that Hollywood Chinese Theater as well, whatever. And I've been noticing probably all year that they haven't had a D-Box movie there all year, nor have they had an original remake. What I saw that they turned that into is like a press screening event theater, because
okay.
I've been there for a couple of films. So I'm not sure what they're doing with that theater at the moment, because there's not too much news going on, whatever. But it looks like the El Capitan Theater is stealing most of their business from that theater.
Okay. Yeah, there's probably a lot of theaters in Los Angeles stealing business, so...
Now, what we do have is an independent theater, which is a badass theater in downtown LA. Everybody should go check that out, and they do show movies like that out here.
Oh, so you think if they did I Saw the Devil, you think it would be a good turnout?
See, the thing is about that theater, though, is a lot of, like, people like us go to that place.
Oh, like, okay.
It's not just, like, general audience, like, just like, oh, I wonder what this is. I'm going to go in here and watch a movie or whatever. Like, because you have to buy your tickets in advance to go in here. You just don't walk into a ticket box or whatever. So, like, people that come here know what they're getting themselves into when it comes to this.
Okay. Makes sense.
It's a pretty nice-ass theater, too, or whatever. I actually want to probably host something. I'd be like, you know what? Might show I Saw the Devil here. Might host a little event there or something.
That would be a cool movie spoilers event.
Hell yeah, because
Throwback Tuesday event.
Throwback Tuesday event. Yeah, there you go.
And it's just sad that I can't be there.
Yeah, so next comment comes from Adriana. She says, my favorite Throwback Tuesday episode had to be the Crow review. P1 couldn't stop singing that damn song to save his life, LOL. Every night I burn, streams of call.
Are you sure? He's saying Dream Warriors a lot, too.
Yeah.
Dream Warriors. I can't sing.
Guitar riff. Dreams come
that he I actually got both of those. I think I got the Cure song.
Yeah.
I got that on Spotify because of our review.
Don't let your wild never sing. I open up my window sometimes and be singing this shit out at nighttime with it. Every day. And people are like, shut the fuck up, you black ass nigga. Hey, fuck you, Crow, man.
You know what? If you play that in Puerto Rico, they're not going to know what the fuck that is.
They're going to be looking like, hey, El Diablo in there.
You need the Spanish. You need the Spanish version of the song.
Yeah, exactly. Every night you could ever say. I'm taking my shirt off right now. Nothing you could ever do.
That's a good show.
That is the shit, right? That is my shit. You play that shirt coming off. I'm singing a song. I'm karaoke and that shit. Like if they ever play that at a karaoke bar and I'm around Z or we're in the same area together, or whatever, he's gonna slowly turn around and see like where he wanna go and he sees gonna stay. There's nothing you can ever say.
Next time I go to a karaoke bar, I'm gonna see if that's there.
I'm gonna put Z's name in there. I'm like, Z, there's nothing. Could ever do. I'm gonna get off stage and walk towards them and shit.
You did sing that song a lot.
I've been playing it a lot. That song is bad at. I was just having a conversation with somebody at the airport. And I was like, we was talking about this store that he bought a crow doll from or whatever. It's like a giant-sized crow doll or whatever. He's telling me about this store. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I need that. He's like, yeah, it came with the jacket on him and everything. And he had the little crow on his shoulder. And I was just like, I want to buy that fucking doll. And I was like, how big is it? He's like, it comes up to my fucking kneecap. I was like, I have to buy that shit. And he was, and then we was like talking about the soundtrack. It was like best soundtrack ever, right? He was like, "Fuck yeah, dude!" I was like, "I told him, I said, I hope I'm riding the plane with you, brother."
It's okay. It's up there. It really is.
Yeah, I fucking love that song, dude. You talk shit about that song, you better be hoping you grabbed your testicles in a vice grip because I'm coming after you. And if you talk shit about Skank, then I'll fire it up. Then
fire it up. Fire it up.
Well, we actually did that at the airport, too. I thought people was going to come over and talk. Because he started doing it out of nowhere, and I didn't want to leave him hanging. So I just thought, yeah, you know, hey, fire it up, fire it up. I love that movie, man. Love it, man.
That was a really fun movie to review.
Love that song. Good choice, by the way, Z.
Thank you.
Next comment here comes from Michael. He says, I don't really have a least favorite episode, thank you. I mean, this show and concept had to be the best idea for the site. You guys work well together, great chemistry, and have picked some interesting films, to say the least. Since we are doing best / worst of and anniversary for the show, I'd like to know the origin story of you guys and the show.
Well, we met almost a year ago.
Yeah, around this time, too.
Around this time, we, TPO flew out to Swan, Ohio to film The Dead Will Rise 2 with Iowa Pictures.
Before I flew out there as well, too.
We somewhat talked, not like we do now, but we somewhat talked. We talked a little bit on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you came out with your former co-host, Lena, and you guys were part of the movie. Well, she was, you weren't.
Yeah, exactly. My shit got edited out, right? From what I heard.
But we just kind of we talked about Oogie Love while eating pizza.
Oh, that's right. You was on that day there when we had the pizza.
Yeah, because I had to go to work. Like, I had to go to work, like, shortly after that.
Yeah, because it was Jordan, Husky, you, and me and Lena. We were just sitting there. We was watching video clips and just making fun of shit or whatever and stuff.
Yeah, and then I went there that Sunday, that Sunday, and then we were just playing with the guns.
You slept the whole time we filmed the Negro Hunter.
That's what happens when you work third shift.
When you woke up, you was just like, the fuck did y'all do? He was like, oh, fuck. I was like, I was gonna wake you, but you look tired, dude.
So. Dude, that's what happens when you work third shift. But yeah, we just started talking, and then
you gave me a ride to the airport.
Yeah, I took you to the airport, and instead of you sitting there by yourself, I came in and chilled with you until you left.
Yeah.
You know, and then Lena quit in April for movie spoilers, and I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm gonna throw my. He's like, you're looking for a new host. I'm like, threw my hat in there, and then you were like probably like a week later, you're like, I found someone, but I have another idea for you. I'm like, okay, yeah. And then he told me about Throwback Tuesday.
Which I thought would be better, to be honest.
Yeah, it's because it's saving me money. Why have seen movies from my side anyway, but...
Yeah, but another thing, too, when it came out to what Lena would... Since I have more control... Well, actually, since I have all the control on the site now, whatever, I thought with Lena, she got more burnt out on the idea of what she'd do. So what I try to put as much work as possible on myself, whatever, before... I know Lena and any film chick want to do so many things, and I just look at them and go, like, if you have the time, you can do it or whatever. But don't do it because you feel you just have to or whatever, because you will get burned out pretty quickly when you have, like, four other things to do besides this as well. And I try to explain that in the best way possible, because this year, which I've said in a previous Movie Spoilers episode, I've been kind of getting burned out as well on my own with all these bad fucking movies, and it's kind of honestly been almost having a debate with myself.
But you, when you're not, you're podcast all the way.
Yeah, I mean,
you just had to put up a lot of shit, though.
Yeah, dude, and, you know, it's a lot of work at the same time. The thing that keeps me going mainly is the fans.
Oh, exactly.
It's the fans. I mean, you guys, after that episode, and I sat down again with myself, and I was like, you know what, I think I'm like, some people did come out, and it was... Even send me an email or whatever and saying some stuff, and I was like, I just can't walk away from this.
Yeah, and I was kind of one of my worries that you, what you're going to do, because I actually do love, I loved listening to you and Lena too. I loved your guys' show. They were fun shows, and I kind of gave you the idea of breaking your show up down a little bit, not having 3-hour shows.
I've been preaching that since we first started.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I've been. So I already told people this, whatever. I've been preaching that since we first started that. For the first of all, the only reason why we never did it, especially when the new year rolled around to this year, or whatever, I definitely preached that to Lena, but she was not having it. Especially this year, she was more like, "Well, I don't know, because we don't know where the show's going to go and stuff like that." Whatever. And I was like, "All right, whatever. It's cool with me, whatever."
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was like, eventually, once she left, or whatever, I was like, "I got complete control of this now, and I'm going to break it down this way."
I mean, I completely understand about being burned out. I'm like, I'm directing a movie right now, and that's taking up a lot of my time. I work a full job at, like you do too. And I run a very, very popular website that I have to spend, I have to pretty much break down my time to do this shit.
Yeah, you have to really have to put a lot of dedication into time into whatever, and it pretty much goes on your dedication of how much you want to put into it. And like Z just said, me and him both on each of our own sites, whatever, we put a lot of fucking hours into making sure everything is proper. Like when the day the site went, or the WordPress was having problems, me and him were both freaking out.
Oh, yeah. I remember those text messages. I'm like, are you down? He goes, yeah. I'm like, well, what the fuck's going on, man? I'm losing fucking hits. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, exactly. That honestly, that's costing. That's already 200 hits right there, you know?
I mean, like, I don't get the hits like you do, but I get the hits.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. The hits come. You know?
Yeah, I get my, I'm over 10,000 hits in 3 months. That's amazing. In my eyes, it's amazing, but
yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
But you said, I think I asked you, you said you get about 3,000, or they got like 5,000 a day? Something around there?
I didn't say anything like that.
Well, you get good.
Yeah, exactly. I get good.
So, we...
I get better than good. I'm phenomenal. Best podcast at spill.com,
but we, you know, we both bide our time very well, and we do this when we can. We do it in the week, and we're like, that's why we're doing the show, because this weekend I was filming all weekend. And there's no, I was like, we can't do a show, I'm filming this entire weekend.
And I'm filming this whole week as well, so.
So, and then we've done shows on a Friday, we've done shows on a Saturday, we've done shows on a late Monday night.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of time and dedication gets put in this, whatever. I mean, and honestly, half of this, part of this is my job too, so I mean, shit. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you have so many bad things that happen with the site itself or everything like that. You just go like, you know, why do I even get fucking bothered or whatever? But, you know, you just keep going or whatever you're doing or whatever. So, you know.
Yeah.
And I like doing it for people, honestly. When I get all these emails and comments or whatever, stuff like that, you know, it really does appreciate the work that I put into this. So.
Yeah, especially seeing the votes when we had over 1,000. I'm like, I really felt honored. I'm like, I really can't believe I'm a part of something that's doing this, you know. It's, you know, we're pretty much here for you guys, and we love doing this, and hopefully it's not going to end soon, but I pretty much can speak with you that I'm having a blast doing this show.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much the origin of the show, is that, you know, once I realized I need to break the show up or stuff like that, I was like, I need more shows to fill in the everyday thing, and I was like, with Z, I want to bring in every format of movies possible, and I want to do older movies, and I was like, I think Z would be perfect for that, and that's, honestly, he has been perfect for that. We've been fucking knocking out every episode, so.
Yeah, we've been fucking hitting a home run with every episode.
Goddamn right, most phenomenal podcast ever.
Excluding your site, your show.
But, we're getting to the last comment here we got here, is Timothy. I smell that new commenter smell in here. That boy's soul is required on moviespoilerspodcast.com.
Do we have a stage 5 clinger?
Yeah, we do. It's called TVO. But he says, my favorite moment on the most phenomenal podcast ever, thank you, was three things. One, Z playing the clip from the Punisher Warzone after P1 yelled, "God damn it, Castle!" LOL.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I told you this too. When I was finding the clips for those, it was so hard to find the clips for Punisher Warzone.
Yeah, which is shocking because that movie is fucking like 2008, and like it should be like that little ass film should have been all over fucking everything, whatever.
But yeah, but it was a very, and when I watched it, I'm like, I have to get that clip. I have to get that clip. I have to get that clip.
That shit was hilarious. I'm sorry. The reaction to that black dude's face, his acting, his line delivery was just horrible. He's just like, God damn it, Castle. Oh, what the fuck? He sounded like an old dude. I was just like, what?
He did.
Like an old fat guy. I was like, this dude's in shape and not too good looking, but he's good looking. He can get whatever. And I was just looking at him like, that doesn't even sound like him. It's not like he's portraying someone else or something. But, and also he goes on to say, two, and this was in the same episode, but hearing, I bring the hits. And the future.
Timothy, I'm sorry, but that was not the same episode. But
yeah, I don't remember.
The future, I think, was Friday. But the Bring the Hits, I don't remember when that was actually there. But I think the future was Friday or Social Network. I could be so wrong.
I think Bring the Hits was in it, but it wasn't started in that episode.
No, but the future was, I think that was on the Friday. I think that was a Friday episode.
Yeah, it was Friday episode, yeah.
But yeah, we've.
He also says, go on and say, you seem to be used to TBO's wild personality. What is that supposed to mean? What you trying to say, Tim?
So,
this action right here?
I'm confused. I'm confused. Am I kind of like, your keep you in line type of it, or?
Well, everybody that beats co-host with me is supposed to be the person that keeps me in line. So what are you talking about?
Lehu hasn't. has failed.
Well, you know, all of you guys have failed. Come on now.
Hey, I let you do your own thing.
he's like, yeah, I just treat you like a grown man. You can do whatever you want. Lehu's failed. Liam's failed. You failed. Come on now. None of you guys keep me in line. Come
wait a second. I didn't fail because I don't try. I just be like, God damn it, TPO!
Yeah, it's God damn it, TPO! I was waiting for that dude to be shaking and shit for a second. Like he's fucking motorboating and some titties and shit. But it's non-acting nigga ass.
Oh my god.
Babies, so we're gonna have some horrible actors in the future. The future!
Oh, we have horrible actors in the future?
Well, we already have them now, but still.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, in future movies where you already have ideas.
But there's a black Negro here. Mr. Goddammit Castle, that Negro. Good Lord, I hope he doesn't spawn anything to have kids or anything like that.
He was actually, throughout everything, he is probably the worst actor of every movie we've probably reviewed.
Yeah, I have to say, literally, he has to be the worst actor.
And the creepiest was the black guy from District 9.
Yeah, exactly. I want that off. Give me that off. I want that towel.
It wasn't Ghostface. It wasn't Freddy Krueger. It wasn't the black. It wasn't the killer for I Saw the Devil. It was the freaking voodoo guy from District 9.
It wasn't the self-hated women people in Mulan. It wasn't Devo.
No.
It wasn't Megatron. It was the fucking black African dude in a wheelchair.
It wasn't Jigsaw. Joker, Two-Face, Black Mask. Nope. It was a guy in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair.
Somebody
need to meme that right now or whatever and just have him roll around saying, I want that off.
So, we came to the conclusion that people in a wheelchair are evil.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if you're black.
I was going to say, especially if you're a nigger. But
I can't say that word.
Well, I just did, so there you go.
There you go. You took the words out of my mouth, but because I can't say that word. It's not right.
That's why there's a black guy on the show, so don't worry. Whew. Well, this has finally been our best and worst of. This is the bonus episode for you guys. You guys should be proud of this. You guys made this shit happen because you've been bringing us the hits.
Ooh, you're giving someone else a compliment like that?
I know, that's the first time I've ever done that, where a bunch of people come out and be like, I bring me, literally. I'd be like, no, bitch, not you, the group.
You just saying that, I can just see you like almost curling into a ball, almost about to start crying because you admitted it.
Cry
no, you. Saying. You. Because you admitted that someone else brought the hits.
I know, I said P1.
Oh.
He wasn't done crying on ball for the people or whatever. Especially if they ain't bringing me no. If they ain't walking that stroller and making my money or bringing me no cranberry juice, then a nigga of P1 ain't doing a goddamn thing for the people. No, I'm just playing. And the same goes for bros, homies, duns, dudes, comrades, whatever the fuck niggas are calling themselves these days.
Duns?
Yeah, duns.
What the fuck is that?
It's in New York, bro. Come on.
Oh, Don's. I thought you said Don's. I'm like, what the fuck's a Don?
Hang out with black people. Come on. Jesus Christ.
You're my only black friend.
I know. It's okay.
Everybody, you know what's funny? We had like a small meeting like after our before our casting call for New Blood Rising. And Dana, who's like my lead at the 16-year-old actress, she's like, I got a question for you. And I'm like, okay. She's like real innocent looking. She's like looking around. Do you guys cast black people? And Vanessa started laughing. She's like, you're so cute.
Wow, I'm going to fuck her.
Did you see the picture yet?
No, I haven't seen the picture, but you saying she looked innocent and sweet. Whatever. Wait till I get done with her. She's going to be new blood rising all over her.
Oh my God.
And on that
note,
that is the end of this episode. Yes. I am your host, the phenomenal one of WeSportsPodcast.com.
This is me from IO Podcast and FanCritic.com.
We say goodnight, you people.
Good night.